Blog Talk Radio.
Check up on these guys, because
don't want to turn around and leave nobody alone, not like this. So, but I'm going to start the show off tonight because I was thinking about a little holiday cheer here, you know, and if you had to have something that was underneath your Christmas tree for Christmas, that performance-wise, what would you want, you know? And also, you know, if you want to come on and you got some things to come off your chest or whatever, say about racing, you need to get somebody that you want to try to get at, feel free. I see the lock-ins of study going in. And this is my whole thing. And you got some people on here that will talk about a lock-in. Some people won't. But I just want to let you guys know something right now. I don't call it a lock-in until some money is touching hands, somebody touching a neutral person's hand. If it's not doing that, I'm not calling it a lock-up. And don't get me wrong, I got 10 races that I could say right now, but I'm not putting them out there. I know a lot of people say, why you ain't putting them? Why you ain't putting them? Well, the money's not up. I'm not putting. I don't care if you get partial put up. If you put partial up, then you know you're not joking. Because we do have this here, how can I say, we could say this winter cabin fever going on. So you do have people just talking just to be talking. Now, to really lock it in, put up some money, now we know what's going on. That's how it is. I mean, if you don't want to put the whole thing up, it's fine. But if you put up something and say, okay, and you ain't got that money up by the week before or whatever, the rest of it, you lose it, that's an official lock-in. I know a lot of guys didn't want to hear it sometimes. You want, so these guys got to, this one got to face something. And I'm just going to tell you how it is. Don't, you'd be wasting time if you're just going to talk and just turn around and you ain't planning on locking in. Because if somebody call you out and say, well, lock in, that means lock in. Don't turn around, okay, we're going to get before that, wait till you get close or whatever. And don't act like you ain't never done it. English Town used to always do it. The big races, just everybody knows, John Eskew, P, Mike Castellano, anybody who's rocking a race right now in that first week in March at English Town will be one of the hottest things going around. They wanted to get busy at each other. Because now you got to go get the only chance to do is working on your car the whole winter and making sure she's right. Going over the car, whatever you had to do, you getting everything right. So don't tell me you can't. I know I got to get a hold to a couple guys because a lot of things that you don't know on the back line have been going on. A lot of things have been calling me up, and they've been trying to get it right. And I know a few of them. And then we got a few, you know, newer guys that are just coming out. And they asked me about the racing, how it was. And I said, I can't be the one to lock your race in. You're the one that's got to turn around and lock your race in. If you like it, you go with it. If you don't like it, you don't lock it in. And that's how it's going to be. So I'm going to open up these mics right quick because I want to see what some people have to say. I'm opening this first.
Here we go.
443-7200, your mic is open.
What's going on, Long Island?
What's going on, Antoine?
Yeah.
Just tell me something. I want to ask you something. So what would you want underneath your Christmas tree if it was performance-wise?
I'm glad that you asked me. Really, honestly, performance-wise, I don't need nothing. But what I like Santa to do is get a lot of these New Jersey cats a lot of balls and be a man instead of a woman. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, though.
Why are you saying that?
Listen, because a lot of them up north guys are shaky as hell. They're sensitive. And last night, had a group chat with 15 people trying to lock in one little behind car. I call that sensitive and stuck up and stupid. And all three of y'all, I know y'all on the phone, that's what I'm calling y'all, three peasants. I said it.
Okay. You want to put a name on something?
Yes, I'm going to put a name on it. Sammy, Gordo, and that motherfucking sorry-ass junk thing. I put a name on it. All three of them, weak bitches.
Hold on, because somebody just hit me up and said they want to get in. So hold on. 347-5810, your mic is open.
Man, tell the truth first. Tell the truth first before
tell
you
it don't matter what the truth is. Y'all motherfuckers got on the phone last night, got on the damn inbox. Ho. Y'all got on the damn phone in the damn inbox like y'all always do and try to gang up on a motherfucker. We told y'all the race wasn't fair. Bitch, give us a fucking spot. If you don't want to give us a spot, then shut the fuck up and leave us alone. That simple.
All right.
Y'all
all
crying
right,
about people not running.
All right.
Y'all crying about people not getting a racist? Okay, cool.
What car was
that?
That
was a fucking Yoda, man. That was a fucking Yoda, man. Y'all know what fucking car we talking about.
No. The people on the show don't know.
Well, they don't need it. Well, because y'all backline
system. Yes, they do
need to know. We're talking about the Yoda versus 8-Ball. The Yoda versus 8-Ball. That's what the fucking race we're talking
about. Okay. All right. And how did it start?
What you mean, how did it start? Y'all sat there and said, do y'all want to run the fucking truck? You like see this race happen.
All right,
next,
but no. Go the first one, the Toyota versus Bigfoot.
Who gives a fuck about that fucking race? Max, come with it.
Oh, wait a minute. Now that's how it started.
What does it have to do
story.
With anything?
All right,
Okay, so how did it start? Because, hold on, Long Island, I'm going to explain it. So what happened is y'all do a committee of who's running for pretty much who got the biggest dick award is what it really is. Y'all sitting there pushing somebody.
No.
That's
no.
what it is. This is what
but,
it is.
See,
y'all
I'm
got a motherfucker for y'all voting for. You ain't got to, because I am, because y'all keep on doing the dumb shit, and I'm gonna say what I'm going to say. Y'all sit up here and do all this dumb-ass backline shit. I'm going
does Bigfoot,
you already know.
Does
what
Bigfoot
y'all do was,
sit like the Toyota? Does Bigfoot
what,
sit like
the
Toyota?
What the fuck? What is you a fucking... Is you a class racer? God, here, get some fucking balls. That's why I met
all right,
when I got on the fucking
you just said it. You just said it. So what's wrong? What's wrong with the S10 versus the fucking Toyota? 8-Ball
he ain't got
Toyota.
Enough horsepower. He don't have enough horsepower.
Right
we told you we'll give a spot. We told you we'll give you a spot.
So, okay. So the Toyota, doesn't
fire.
Have enough horsepower.
But y'all
sit
up here dick job every fucking weekend about the same fucking Toyota.
Okay.
Same
Toyota doesn't
with that
have
shit.
Enough
okay.
horsepower.
So, okay.
The Toyota doesn't have enough horsepower for the Bigfoot. That's it. Case closed.
Is that
closed.
It? Then stop missing the motherfucking Toyota to us. Simple. Now go the fuck back on mute. And I ain't done. I'm not done. Go ahead and go back on mute. I ain't done yet.
Now.
Go ahead, because I want to know also why I got you on this fucking phone. Did you still post a picture of your all-steel, all-glass car? Yes, so that race can get locked in with some money? Did you do that, too?
Yes, it is locked in. It's posted. Yes, it is. I posted
it's
both of them.
Did you lock the race in? Did you lock the race in instead of fiddling around with the shit that y'all trying to do?
Which race?
With Billy Brown, what you mean?
Billy Brown,
I'm sitting here telling you.
I ain't worried about Billy Brown. I'll lock him in.
No. The man
you
said
get him on the phone.
Night, he'll lock you in.
Right.
Hold on.
All right, we
hold
can
on.
Lock in right now. Get
hold
him on the phone.
Hold
we can
on.
Lock in right
hold
now.
On.
We can
hold
lock
on.
In right now. And worry about you, too, because that's not that. I want your S10.
You ain't getting shit with me, man. You're beneath me, man. Get the fuck out of here.
That's what I thought.
You worth my fucking time because you do too much fucking crime on these. You do too much crime on these fucking on these damn lines and shit. I ain't shutting shit up. You gotta make me shut the fuck up.
Give me your address. I'll come over there. Give me your address. I'll come over there.
12360 Somerset. I just gave it to you.
Text it to me. PM it to me. I'll be right there. And I'll shut you up for real.
Yeah. All right. You talk that good shit.
Pussy ass motherfucker.
Billy Brown. Never been one. Hold on.
There's another motherfucking pussy on the internet talking shit. I sold Crazy Horse. Now he calling it out. Fuck him. I want him head the fuck up my all-steel glass car. And he can lock that motherfucker in, too.
Who's that?
Top Clock.
You talking about Top Notch?
Yeah,
you know about?
Yes, sir. Top Crotch. He got it on my all-steel glass. Had to fuck up. He can stop fucking begging and asking questions.
Oof. Hold on. There you go. Hey, Long Island. There's Billy Brown right there. He said he never seen a car.
Hi, right, Uncle Billy.
Billy Brown. Yo. Yo. Yo, talk to me. Let's lock this fucking thing in.
All I hear is static.
Let's lock this thing.
Hold on. I put my motor phone on you.
What do you say?
We can lock this in. If you want to lock it in on the show, you want to hit me up, my number is 347-607-5810.
It don't matter. I ain't never seen the car. What car? It's all steel, all glass car, right?
It's an all-steel glass Mustang. It's a Mustang. 86 Mustang.
86 Mustang, all-steel glass?
Yes, sir.
Small block?
Small block on 28.
What's that?
Small block on 28.
Small block on 28. All steel, all glass, Mustang, small block on 28. Boost?
What's up?
Huh? Boost car?
I don't know yet. Boost. I don't know if it's going nitrous or small or boosted. It's not even built.
I don't care.
It
don't matter. As long as it's all steel, all glass on 28s and it ain't got, if it's got factory floors and all that, I'm good.
Yep, it's all steel, all glass.
You still got factory floor pans and firewall?
Yes, yep. Got the
firewall. Yeah, we can lock that in.
Yeah,
there ain't no problem.
You come to Ireland July 9th,
What's that?
9th, and I'll run you there.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Joe, see that shit, Joe? See that shit, Joe?
Shut up.
I thought we were running
Galat. I got three races locked in at Galat. Shut the fuck up. Stop race blocking.
Hey, hit me back up. I'm at the sale right now, so I'll hit you on Messenger. Hit me back up because I'm getting ready to take a look at this car.
All right.
Man, Joe, he a clown, man. Next.
Who the clown? Are you locking in?
That Albert, your mic is open.
You got fucking
pressure.
Yeah,
I got you, Joe. I got
you. You got all fucking pressure.
Oh, my
gosh.
You're a clown.
Lock the fuck in.
I probably do.
Get deposit time for your stupid ass.
You ain't getting shit from me. You ain't worth my fucking time. You ain't nothing, man. You're a clown.
I'm a clown, man.
I see exactly why they clown your ass.
I know who's locking in. You're not locking in.
Locking
shit.
In what, man? You're
I got
making
all
excuses. You got two
dates
funky. You got two funky ass fucking races. You can't lock nothing else in. So you telling me you can't lock three or four races like everybody
I got three locked
does?
In for Galant.
Okay, you what's wrong? What's wrong
my
with
program,
a four with a brake close?
Worry about your program.
Come on.
Your
what's
shit.
Wrong with a four room with a brake close? Come on, man. You a fucking sissy, man. Fuck out of here.
Your truck going to be there? Won't you run him?
It might be. It might
won't
be if it
him?
Is. If it is.
Run
who?
You?
Run are you bringing your all-star back nitro
I'll
car?
I'll run you that fucking down. Pay everybody that deposit or run your stupid ass.
Get in the fucking seat, Sammy. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, boy. Here we go with the getting the seat.
All right, then.
Shut the
all right,
fuck
then.
Up.
Bye.
Fucking
shut
the fuck up.
Anyway, what's
shut
up, Fat Albert?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, man, I'm listening.
Hey, ain't up, man. Ain't up.
Well, I don't drive, Sam.
There you go. Is that a
my
bitch move
is,
or not?
My whole point
that's a bitch
hey,
move or not?
Hey, listen.
That's a bitch move
listen,
or not?
I don't care what you say anyway, Sammy. You've been copying since I've been on this fucking telephone. I don't care what
that's
the fuck you say,
that's
Sammy.
A bitch move?
Yeah, I don't like when people just skip drivers, all that. When you got to drive and all, nah.
No,
I don't like that.
I told you, I ain't running, Sam, because Sammy ain't worth my fucking
phone.
Time,
that's
man.
Why you got a
he's a
proud
fucking,
he's a big pussy on
yeah.
the phone.
All right, you're right. I get way more than you. You're absolutely right. You keep coming on fuck down here. We can show you why we sent your ass back to the morgue with your fucking car with Crazy Horse. Keep right on.
You never said you said nobody.
You come
home.
Every
you
time you every
nobody
time every time you come to the fucking DMV, you get fucked up. You only you
nobody
only person you beat
DMV.
Is Ricky Fox one time. So what are you saying?
I beat Ricky
you won't
Fox
do
three times.
Man, listen.
I beat
now,
Ricky Fox
ever.
Three times.
Okay,
nobody
okay, wow.
In
you
the
beat
DMV
Ricky Fox.
Beat me.
Well, you had your
nobody
fucking all-steel glass
DMV.
Fucking Malibu. Your ass didn't want to jump out there like nothing. Now
nobody.
Your ass got it posted up for a raggedy-ass, crooked-ass fucking waffle. You think you're doing some shit. Man, get the fuck out of here. Fix that fucking quarter panel and put that shit in a waffle and come talk to me. Fuck out of here. I'm back on me, Fat Albert.
Yeah, you should go back on mute because nobody in the DMV will beat me, ever beat me, or nothing.
Ever beat
nobody.
You? You just got fucking beat by everybody at fucking CS. What the fuck you talking about?
Who beat
nobody
me?
Will
who
ever
beat, me?
Beat you. Avon fucking
yeah.
beat you. What the fuck you talking about? Nobody will
Avon
ever beat you.
Beat
motherfucker, you make it sound like you Mighty Macho Man with a whole bunch of fucking money. Man, fuck out of
yes,
here, man.
I am.
Go back to the James Junkyard.
I'm
fucking,
the fucking
crook,
man.
I hold
you guys.
Really, hold on, you guys. I got to open up some mics here.
Fucking piece of shit.
I'll let y'all go for a little bit, but I got to open up some mics. All right, hold on 1 second. 973-0060, your mic is open.
Yo, what up? What up?
Not much,
my name is called... Hey, Antoine. Hey, Antoine.
That's a bitch-ass motherfucker you call it.
This is Mark.
Who this?
Mark. Why you got... When was I on the phone with y'all and I talked for the Yoda?
He
man,
just
listen,
shit.
I said when y'all was in the fucking inbox. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
No,
last night y'all
okay,
was in the fucking
let me ask,
inbox.
Okay, okay. So when you
listen,
when you address
it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't
listen,
hold on, let me say this.
It
don't fucking
matter.
It
doesn't
matter
because you're talking lies.
Ain't no fucking lies. Gordo, you, and fucking Samuel Oreo was in the fucking inbox on some backline type shit. It doesn't matter. We was trying to lock in one fucking
name,
car. Y'all,
name
all
one thing, name. Okay.
It doesn't
you got
matter.
My name
listen,
in it.
None of that shit.
You got my name in it, but name one thing I said. When one thing I said in
I
that chat.
Listen, I don't give a fuck what you
all
said
right,
in the chat, what
put,
you didn't say.
Don't, you
my
put my name,
this,
but you put my name
miss
in
me
it.
With that shit. So what I'm telling you is this.
But
so why the fuck are you in, what are you in the whole chat for about dumb shit? That shit didn't have nothing to do with either one of y'all
listen,
do.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a
go
question.
Ahead.
I am not in shit. If somebody add me and tell me what the fuck I'm looking, I'm just sitting there.
Okay, listen.
So don't go in
you're
there
just
act like
guilty. You're guilty as your accomplices. That's the way y'all carry shit. You're guilty as your accomplices.
Okay, so you're guilty. You're guilty by your accomplices. Because it's no fucking way that, but not, okay, so you're guilty by your accomplices. You go out there acting like y'all some big bad for this and that. You want to talk about running
with
Yoda.
We run, we stay in our lane. We stay in our lane. The fuck
okay,
you mean? We
now, okay,
we
so
run
listen,
E.T.
So
listen. We
so
running
it,
cars for another
different.
Shit to charge you.
Antoine,
don't
hold on. You want to talk? All right,
no.
So you want to talk? Do you want to talk?
Come on.
I ain't said nothing.
Come on.
Okay, y'all say this is what y'all post was. Y'all run around saying y'all run for these pots. Y'all don't run for this or that. Why y'all go make a position to post the killer saying 500 on whatever?
Did I make the post? 500 or whatever, which means what
oh,
normally
you're guilty
for
by association like you just told me, motherfucker. You just
what
told
the
me.
Fuck is you told me? Okay, yes, I'm guilty.
Okay.
515,
any other
time? They told?
Any,
so come on
okay,
with it.
Okay, any other time, next. Y'all say this. So I say, damn, y'all switch it up. Y'all always got the same script. 5-1 this. Now it's 5-1 whatever. When y'all
what,
play, y'all had kids.
What the fuck did it say? When did I tell you on the back lines, motherfucker? I told you. Lock it in 515, it'll get to wherever it needs to be. I told you that.
When the fuck? Motherfucker, we ain't ever been on no damn back line.
Well, you're a motherfucking liar. We was on the phone with fucking Fat Albert when we was trying to lock you up. When you was trying to run me, motherfucker. I told you on the phone with Rick. If you run for that
that ain't no
oh,
fucking
oh,
back
oh,
line.
Yo.
Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. Y'all ain't going to do all those interviews. Come on, man. Everybody get their point across.
Sit up here, lying asshole. You know what?
Damn, listen. Hey, Antoine. It's all fun with me and racing with y'all, but I'm just saying like this. It's like y'all getting personal with it. I'm talking about
shit.
I want to fuck
just,
the bad
I'm
mouth. Okay, yes it is. You just told, listen, I'm telling you, I will fuck up anything y'all got out of the bad mouth bitches. Don't take it personal. Hit my pocket. That's what the fuck you do.
We will.
But too far,
hold
y'all
on tight.
Okay.
Hold on tight. Just
okay.
Hold on tight. I
right.
promise you.
All right,
fuck
but
your
you doing
up.
The same thing. You doing the same fucking thing. You want the same shit you mad about saying that me and Gordo or Sammy doing. You doing the same shit. You're
what
doing
am I doing?
Shit for
tell me what I'm doing. Call a spade. Call a spade.
You
tell me what I'm doing.
Talk,
I see a lot
okay,
of fuck
listen,
shit that's going on up north.
Okay.
Y'all posted your status
why,
in the last
how is it fuck shit?
Listen. I see all the fuck shit, y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all make fun of a lot of dumb shit. Well, if you ain't running faster than the 850, 950, 1050, all that dumb ass shit. I see all the dumb shit. It's all fake is what it is. Oh, I'm Team North. Y'all got politicians. Man, okay, do your research. I'm back on mute. I'm back on fucking mute, man. Until
what
you know what you're
talking
you
about,
know, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So stop with the dumb shit.
I don't got, listen. What
hey,
the
Lord
fuck do
Joe,
that
have your show back. Joe, have your show back.
What the hell
back.
That shit makes no sense to me. None of
guilty
all.
By a fucking association. You see what the shit is on there. You know what the fuck is on there. Come on, man. You guilty
what
by association.
How is that association?
The same, listen,
it's a fucking
if you run by
oh,
listen,
oh,
word,
you,
if you
I don't, wait. You probably think wait. I'm gonna say this. I think what he's seeing, what they wrote down, he saw that you ain't a grudge racer if you ain't going I don't know, 9-something or whatever.
Okay, yeah, I don't.
That's what I think he's talking about.
Sorry, hey, Joe, I know he's a good one made that post. But what the fuck that got to do with me? I'm not associated with him. He's just talking shit.
Man,
honestly,
shit, that ain't no
hey, let me tell you something. Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If you read between the lines of your ass and had them big-ass bifocals, you would have noticed that Gordo was talking shit about Cliff.
I don't know shit about Cliff. I'm pulling shit out. Why would Gordo talk about fucking Cliff if the motherfucker put a DP up for him? The one that
because
he has yet to pay.
That's what he do. Gordo,
so y'all let the motherfucker.
Hold up.
No, let me finish. So you gonna let a motherfucker that don't have shit to do with a car put a DP up that's never talked to a car? Y'all let a motherfucker that don't have shit to do with shit put money up for your car that ain't no part of your program? Man, get the fuck out of here.
Do you not know who Gordo is? Hey, listen. Do you not know who Gordo is? That's what Gordo fucking do.
Listen, and that's some dumb shit that y'all allow
him to do.
Listen,
what I'm saying. You don't know what you be. Okay, so when you don't know,
my point to you is what point does it have to have a man that doesn't have nothing to do with your program to put a DP up? Why are y'all letting a motherfucker do that shit? There was some shit happened, what the fuck happened, and some ugly shit that goes on the back lines. Like, come on, man, let's make it make sense.
I don't even know what all this backline shit you talking about. All I know is what the motherfucker posts on Facebook. And then you tell like this. That's why I stopped commenting, because every time I comment to one of y'all motherfuckers, I go to Facebook jail. I learned my lesson. Stop talking to you motherfuckers. So,
and
fuck you.
You face a 30-day bid.
Your friend.
So you face a 30-day bid. Okay, Mark, I got your bail money this time, okay?
Y'all motherfuckers, y'all come there. And let me tell you like this. I called a man. Y'all could call me washed up. But as soon as I call y'all motherfuckers slow and washed up, I go to jail. You bitches working for the FBI.
It don't fucking matter, man. It don't fucking matter. Just know I'm
it's
getting y'all motherfucking asses.
I don't know.
Just
fucking
know
you
I'm getting to y'all
there.
Asses.
You ain't going to do
shit. Hold on a second. I'm going to make sure I open this mic up.
I
know
that motherfucking mic.
Hold on one second. Hold on 1 second. 202-2474. Your mic is open.
Oh, man.
I just want to know if it don't matter, why is it being made a big deal about? That's all I want to know.
Man, go back to your goddamn hole. Ain't nobody mentioning your ass, goddamn. You washed up 20 years ago. Go the fuck back washed up. We talking to people that's current in racing, motherfucker, not somebody that gets 4 races in 20 years. Go back to your hole. This is we talking real men shit. Are you sure I don't have oil pressure? Just because I don't advertise what the fuck I got going on don't mean I don't have this or that. That's what you don't know.
Listen, sir, ma'am, excuse me. You want to be
come
in
on,
the middle
come on,
of everything.
Tricky Ricky, come on. I'm not in the middle of shit. But you're not going to sit at home. You're not going to come up on here or do some dumbass backline shit on towards my squad or do that little fake-ass group tech shit and not get shit locked.
But you do the
man,
same
it's
thing,
not
though.
Man, I'm
but
not
saying
doing
it
none
don't
of that
matter,
shit.
But
you're
making
man,
a big deal about it.
What am I doing? We're trying to lock a race in with the owner.
You're talking
and
out
we
of
got
turn.
Somebody talking for it. How am I talking out of turn? We're trying to lock a race in.
Because you ain't got shit to do with the race. Your man,
so, okay,
Rob, got
okay,
a mouth
okay, watch
his
this,
own.
Watch
he
this.
Can speak for us.
Hey, listen. Hey,
Hold on.
I'm going to ask you.
No, hold on. Let me stop. Because I want to kill you and you say something different. Yo, you take everything out of context when it's racing. This
I'm
is a rivalry about racing. You always do it. You just did it to Sammy.
Listen,
you just did it.
Man, listen. Hold up. Let me explain this shit about Sammy. Sammy's the same motherfucker that comes in our inbox and talking about threatening shit with a whole nother level. And that's facts. I got screenshots on this shit. So don't tell me what the fuck it is with Sammy. That's why I say what I say and I'll be done with Sammy.
I ain't got time for dumb shit. Hey, Antoine.
That's word.
Antoine.
But what I'm telling you
I
is this.
I crack jokes with you. I talk shit to you. And I talk shit about you being a chef. And I don't take it no further.
Listen, people don't have the same fucking skin that you have. Period. Period.
I got four
phone calls from the last situation with Sammy for motherfuckers telling me leave him the fuck alone, which I left him the fuck alone, but he wanna keep picking with the memes. That's what he did before. So don't come on the back line, keep coming at us bad over certain calls you say you gonna leave us alone, and then when we get at your ass, don't play fucking boo boo the fool. This is what the fuck I'm saying. Damn, with Rob Struck, Yes, Rob told me, go ahead, speak for it, lock the fuck in. Because Rob sleeps this time of the night when he rides the road. So, yes, and I'm on here. If y'all get Don Garcia the fuck on here, we will lock his ass in for the lot on Saturday.
Okay, well, you take fucking Rob and tell him to get all Al Bundy ass up. And then we'll get his ass with the Yoda.
Listen, all I need is Don Garcia on here. I will lock two races in tonight. Ain't nobody got time for no fucking game.
Right.
Let's go.
It ain't. How you want to run the truck? How you want to run the Yoda with the Garcia? What the fuck?
I'll take the 1-1 from the Yoda.
Why do you deserve it?
What the fuck do you mean? Y'all said y'all need a 1-1 for Bigfoot. So what the fuck?
Okay.
That's what y'all
so
said.
Y'all want to, okay. Well, I'll run Bigfoot head the fuck up.
We're not entertaining you. We already done come to this agreement a long time ago.
You know
I'm
why?
Not worried about
you.
You
know why, right?
I'm not worried
you
about
know
you.
Why,
we're
right?
not entertaining. Yeah,
you know
man,
why,
we already came to an agreement
okay.
that we were not going to entertain
now,
you.
Look, you know why, right?
It wasn't no why. We wasn't going to entertain
okay,
you.
Okay, you know why.
Well, listen, go ahead.
You know
why?
Why? Wear a motherfucker out. It's like you say, on the back line, when you know you ain't got no race, y'all ain't trying to race. Everybody, there's no way that you could come at Bigfoot with a big block.
Now watch how I go back to you. The same way LeRon came in here trying to lock your ass in, you won't even go the fuck out there. And he gave you a fucking spot
because,
for your 1-10.
You know
so
what?
You
know what,
though?
You know what? Look at what LeRon trying to do. Now, if LeRon gets any of them fucking small blocks he can come with, come the fuck on.
So,
no,
okay,
not
okay, so what you're saying is it's got to be a small block. That's my point to y'all. Y'all fucking parts racing. If a motherfucker
okay.
got a car set
okay.
up like this,
okay.
third, y'all parts racing.
Okay.
That ain't grudge
I'm
racing, man.
Just
come
like,
on, man.
Okay. But you pick and choose it. And if I set up just like they go,
who's picking
I'm
and choosing?
Small block. Y'all, wait a minute. What's the difference between running the Yoda? Okay. If Donald buy my car right now, would you run it?
I don't know what you call it. I asked you to send me a picture so I can see it. I don't know nothing about what
Mustang.
You got. Everybody, I don't give a fuck about none of that. Because everybody knows how your cars usually are set up. So that's why I asked you to send me a fucking picture.
Okay.
We all know how your
okay,
car
so you
is
know,
set up
okay.
better than Tricky Ricky.
Okay,
come
so
on, man.
How you think it's usually set up, it's set up just like Bam Bam.
But 10 times better. Come on, man. 10 times fucking better.
Hold on a second.
I'm not,
your mic
I'm not
is
stupid.
Open.
We know. Send a picture. That's
okay,
what we
Joe.
Tell everybody.
Okay,
listen. Let me ask Fat Albert. Call and Joe, this your show.
Bitch.
Call a spade a spade. If he tell me how the car is coming and I come any different than what I say, I lose.
That's not the point.
Like,
what I said,
I'm
okay,
coming
I heard what you
like
said.
Bam, bam.
I heard what you said. Send a fucking picture. How many times I got to
okay.
say it? Send the fucking
Joe,
picture.
Okay, Joe. Okay, listen. Joe got a picture of my car. Joe know what my car looks like. Joe got a picture of it. Now what?
Joe, send me a picture of the car. Or you can tell everybody not to send one. No, I'm not locking it up.
No,
see the fucking picture. What the fuck you mean?
What you need to see? What you want to see? The
what
color?
The fuck you mean? Oh, because you, Mark, I'm not even trying to go there. Because I'm not trying to say I respect, because I'm not trying to say it. But what I'm saying is send a picture of the car. How hard is that? How hard is it?
Sound like you mad your truck ain't set up like my car.
Why would I want my truck to set up like a piece of shit that you got? Your shit look like a piece of shit that's in a fucking junkyard. What are you talking about?
Hey,
I don't need my shit to be set up like
ain't
that.
Getting it, buddy.
What
community
truck?
Gonna be out?
What community truck? Listen, I don't have nobody in my motherfucking shit the way that y'all do. Get that shit straight. And that's on my kids and
who
everybody. Ain't nobody in my shit. Do you hear what I just said? Just like y'all.
Who
man, I'm going to say
I
what
know
I got to say.
Hold on.
You hear what
hold
I just
on.
Said. Ain't nobody
hold
in my
on,
shit
hold
but
on,
me.
Hold on,
fuck out of here with that.
Hold on. I got to go to another one. I got to make sure I open some of these mics because I got like 10 mics in here. Hold on, let me make sure, because I want to make sure everybody get in.
Everybody got a fucking community car. Nobody got shit
hold
in
hold on, Andrew. 443-7807, your mic is open. 443-7807, your mic is open. All right, I got to go to the next
up,
mic. Hold on.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Joe? Not much. I just want to know what the topic is tonight. Did anybody wish for some horsepower tonight or what?
Nah, right now they arguing about race, so
All right, I'm gonna go back on mute. Just keep my mic open in case I need to check some motherfuckers. Appreciate it.
All right, hold on, okay. Your mic's open. All right, hold on. Let me open up this mic here. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Yeah, good evening, good evening, good evening.
Butchie.
Butchie Woods here.
What's happening?
Butchie Woods here. I can't call it. Sitting on the top of the Empire State Building right now.
God damn it, you loaded with money. Come on with it.
I ain't loaded nobody. Just listening.
Yes, sir.
Just listening. All right, okay. Well, I got to make sure I open up everybody's mic because they've been sitting here so long. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for Aswan while you open up people's mic. Why you ducking Swizzle?
Who's ducking Swizzle? I can show you my motherfucking inbox. I ain't ducking no fucking Swizzle. Motherfuckers. Swizzle already told me what's up in the inbox. Listen, man. I'm in his fucking... We're already talking on the back lines. I've already talked to him. He's got family problems going on right now. I'm not ducking no motherfucking Swizzle. The fuck are you talking about? Come on, man.
I mean,
fuck out of here.
You said get him a date. He told you Galat, and you went on mute.
He didn't say... I didn't see shit about fucking Galat. The motherfucker told me in my inbox what the fuck's going on. He's not thinking about racism because he has a family emergency going on and something he's dealing with for Christmas. He already told me. I talked to the man in the inbox,
man. That's something new right now. But what I'm saying, this conversation
man,
happened way before
that. I've never seen him say nothing about no motherfucking Galat because I'm saying right now.
It was on that post that we was on.
Man, it wasn't on my – if I seen it – I didn't see it. If I seen it, I would have responded to it. The same one responding to you right now.
Nah.
You think somebody's scared of motherfuckers, man? You think somebody's scared?
Yeah.
Okay, the same way you say I'm scared of Swizzle, the same way you were scared when no roof crew called your little slow ass big block out. Fuck out of here, man. Back on me, man.
No roof. We just never came
you
up with
motherfucking
that.
Lying, man.
Listen, fat boy. Me and Ricky Fox was supposed to run the orange car.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. If all ifs was a motherfucking fish, come on, man.
And then we were, excuse me, let me retract that. We were
of course,
supposed to run at the creek, and then we were supposed to run at Colonial Beach, and then he said the car was down for the year.
Man, if all ifs was a motherfucking fish, you was not running them motherfuckers, man.
Listen, you ain't got to take my word for a home bucket. If you don't believe what I'm saying, all you got to do is call or inbox like you normally do. Ricky Fox, ask that man.
If that ain't a good look away fucking answer, I don't know what the fuck it is. This
man,
he'll never run nobody
no
like that on his fucking on Ricky Fox
hey,
level.
Funny
come
boy.
On, man, he ain't ran nobody but fucking he ain't ran nobody but listen, he ain't ran nobody but fucking what's
the
deal with
the same shit?
Hey, Antoine, what's the deal with the Oldsmobile got the Regal front end? What's the deal with the Oldsmobile got the Regal front end?
Gigantor.
Come on, man. I try to run Giganto with ODB. Come on, man. This dude, is he really trying to play a motherfucker think that he really on Ricky Fox level and they couldn't make an agreement? Get the fuck out of here. Go back on me, dog.
I never said we couldn't make an agreement, dumbass. I said the race was supposed to happen at the creek. Then it was supposed to happen at Colonial Beach. Then he said the car was down. What parts you ain't understanding?
Man, listen. Run a small block car and watch what happens. Get gap tired just like Lil Daryl did.
If I do, and that happens, okay, I'm okay with that. As James Green say, I'm okay with that. I went
smoke
out there.
Screen,
guys,
smoke, screen, smoke screen.
Uh-oh.
Smoke screen.
Uh-oh.
Smoke screen.
Uh-oh.
You ain't going to run a motherfucker body. Shut the fuck up. Smoke screen. That's what it is. That's a smoke screen. This dude standing in the mirror blowing smoke at himself. A dummy.
Hold on. I got to make sure I open up another mic. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Motherfucker always on here popping.
Hey, Marcus,
he ain't gonna do nothing.
Hey, Marcus, check it in.
He ain't gonna never
inbox,
run nobody.
Marcus, check it in.
Let me make sure I open this mic up, you guys. 516-7295. Your mic is open.
Well, that sounds like me, boy. I'm just laying in the cup listening to all this noise. Good God Almighty, boy. Somebody blood pressure is up.
What's up, Cliff? Hey, Cliff.
Motherfucking Cliff.
Hey, who was that there?
It's
50
grand.
That's 50 grand.
50 grand. What's
no
up? Hey,
no
50 grand.
What's up?
Hey, 50 grand. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Sure.
Did you feel like you were being targeted from a post somebody made? If you
if you ain't running 850s or nine seconds and you over 40 years old, you should retire.
Well, you know what? I fit in that category, but I ain't taking no way because I'm slow as a motherfucker and I'm 60 years old and I'm real good to track.
I understand that, but what type of post would that make for older folks that's been in the game for a long time and still got the fire for it, but for a motherfucker to make a post like that to try to kill that spark? I mean, what you think about that? Give me your honest opinion.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm giving you my honest opinion. See, that apply to me too, but it don't apply to me. You know what I mean? Because I can go on either side of the fence. I can go slow or fast. That's a good point.
I got you.
And I didn't take that no way. I really didn't. And like I said, I'm slow, and I'm 60, and I will be at the track with my slow shit. So I didn't. That didn't.
Good deal. So basically, what you're saying, whether you run a tens or nines or fives, you still gonna enjoy 11, your shit, and you still 11, feel like you can go out there and do your thing.
Don't forget the high.
11 or 12.
12. I'll be at the track.
Right.
Yes.
I understand that, and I appreciate that, but I still don't understand why people get on Facebook and post time or talk about times and this, that, and the third when they'd engaged with other cars that may be faster than it may not be. Why even post times or talk about times? Like, what the fuck is going on with this shit, man?
I don't even know, but I'll tell you one thing. I'll be at the track with my slow shit having fun, and that's the end of that story.
And that's what it is.
This is Cliff. I'm going to explain this very simple. Somebody that's not 40 can't give no advice to somebody who's over 40. That's what I'm trying to make
good point.
Good report.
Good
report.
Good
report.
This is why you got to ignore kids.
In this game.
I'm going to rephrase it. This is why you got to ignore kids in this game. If you ain't 40, you can't say something to somebody that's 40 plus, period.
So basically, you're saying you done been his 18, been yours, is what you're telling
me. All day long.
That's right.
All day long.
Well, listen, I'm gonna go back in this gym. I'm just sitting back reading the mail. But when I hear bullshit, I'm gonna call it. Just like what the man just said. Ricky Fox couldn't come to agreements on a race. Come on, man. If you want to race a motherfucker, you bad enough you'll make an agreement. Ain't no come to one. I'm back on mute. I'll holler at y'all.
The fuck is you remedial, you dumbass? I ain't say we couldn't make a agreement. Damn, you stupid. Yeah, go on mute.
Oh, man.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Hey. Y'all boys is rough tonight.
Now, meanwhile, while y'all are here.
What truck stop you stopping to tonight?
Say what?
What truck stop you stopping to tonight?
Right now, I ain't stopping. I'm just listening.
Okay.
That Albert don't want to get no coffee yet. He's in hell with that. He's going to listen to what he got to say. But y'all still forgot all about it. If you had a power, if you had something that, something performance-wise, what would you want underneath your Christmas tree for Christmas? Get y'all a little bit cheery. Hopefully we get off the other stuff. Y'all want to answer that? What would you want,
hey,
Fat Albert?
I want one of them 959s from Pat Musi with four fucking kits of nitrous.
Great.
I put that motherfucker on a nice 28 tires and shut some of these guys with 315s up.
You see me? I don't want nothing that fast under my tree. I just want to go a little bit faster than nine.
You wouldn't want that, Antoine. You know why? Antoine, the 959, you ought to get kid maybe about 20 passes before you got
right,
to
freshen
it up.
Fresh
but
up.
You don't want nothing
before
like that.
No, hey, I like my little budget bills. Hey, 50 grand, you a fool, man.
I
just want to go faster than nine.
Oh, man. Hold on a second, y'all. I got to open up this other mic because they've been hitting me up. 757-3913, your mic is open.
I thought this was a show full of holiday cheers, Joe, where we was going to tell each other what we were.
Oh, Lord, Drew. What up, Drew?
Like,
I think they were trying to cheer each other up, but it just... Oh, man.
You know?
It started out, you know, I thought they were going to be cheery. I thought,
you know. Everybody's going to be dying looking like everybody, you know, all mad. You got a long time before March 26th.
Yeah.
Ain't
when
no
radio
sense
show.
In all that fussing.
Well, you tell us, I thought Antoine was going to come on here and sing Silent Night or something first. He jumped right there into some damn
I don't
short.
Know, you
got to
ask him.
He jumped into some game stuff, man. We 4 days away from Christmas, man. We 4 days away from Christmas. At least wait till after New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hey, I tell you what. You know what, Drew Brown? You know what? I apologize to everybody on the show. Sammy, I'm sorry, Sriracha. I'm sorry, okay? I'll be back after January 1st to get on y'all asses.
You know when people get old like Sammy, man, they get stubborn. They get stubborn. They get senile. All
what about
stuff, Kay?
You don't want to go back over there.
Butchie, go on mute, man.
There he is in the background.
Cliffy, what's up, big dog? What up, Cliffy?
Brother, I'm hanging tight, man. How about you?
Man, listen, I'm real swizzle right now. I ain't lying to you. I'm tearing these ribs up listening to this good old show. I ain't going to say too much more tonight, I don't think.
Nah, well, you know what? Say what you feel, man. That's what it's all about, man. Say what you feel. Keep it real.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hold on. Somebody dropped up. They want to come back in. 973-0060. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I was just listening, Joe. These guys are very different.
Hey, Joe, I bet still on, right? I want to make sure.
Huh?
I bet
hey,
still
listen,
on, right?
Listen. Hey, Cliff, and you said that on this thing, and it's no disrespect to you, you're a good dude, but you telling me that you can't learn something from somebody younger than you because they said they're not 40 and older? You telling me you can't learn something from somebody younger than you?
No, I never said that.
But you
but
said
that
somebody that's
somebody,
40 can't, under 40 can't
that,
talk to. Right?
In racing.
And honestly, in a grudge game, is everybody supposed to bust each other's balls? But, you know, people are getting too emotional with this shit.
Well, not
too
Joe. Emotional. I mean, I don't know if you're referring to me, but I'm not
getting
emotional with this.
Right.
I mean, I've seen this, you know, I guess people get excited, but I'm going to go back to what you said. I mean, somebody that's older than 40 and somebody that's not 40, you know, I mean, you know, you got to question how much have that person ever seen. Now, when you get older, you choose what you want to do in life. You make choices. You know what you want to do, what you can do, and if you want to turn it up or if you want to keep it turned down. You know, some people listening can understand what I'm saying, and some people probably don't. Now, every race, everybody ain't going to win, because now I'm talking racing only. Every race, you ain't going to win. You know, and no matter if you're going what number, if you put your money up and it's green like the other person's money, that's a go. So somebody who's going to talk nonsense, you know, I honestly don't think
that Gordo was playing around, but that's Gordo. And I'm not speaking for the man, but that's what he do. He talk shit, he bust balls. He make people race. But the difference, yeah, he threw that out there.
You may understand it. You may understand that, but a lot of people
okay.
may not.
All right, but let me just say it like this. All in all, and I'm not,
yeah,
and this
was,
is something different.
Like how
I
said,
nobody,
he did
nobody.
Say somebody under 40 couldn't jail somebody over 40. Something new, teach them something new. He did say that.
I rephrased it. I said in racing. I rephrased
it. Oh, okay.
But that can apply even in racing. Listen, you run your program. You got the heart of a lion. And I swear to God, and I don't know what you're doing, but me personally, I want you to win. But when I be talking to you outside of this and telling you that, yo, you know, maybe we could do this, we could do that, that's because I want to see you win. But all the time, just because a person older don't mean they smarter. And especially in this race, because I never said that.
I never said that either, Mark. Don't confuse my words. I never said that.
You know what they're saying? I'm going to say it because I know they're going to call me about it and they was asking me about it. I'm going to tell you, from Jersey to Long Island to Connecticut to Maryland, and they called them not good. I said, I don't know what he was thinking about, but he probably just rephrased it wrong. And he said they're not a grudge racer. I said a grudge racer is a person that puts up cash. If two 13-second cars go at it, two 12-second cars, don't matter the time, you're a grudge racer. And that's what they're talking about. So that's
just,
why they
yo,
I got offended.
The whole content that I posted, in this grudge game, you got to be competitive. And the purpose of that fan is, if you're that established and you ain't getting go faster from 1990, then you're behind the eight ball. That's what it's about. Not to take a shot at anybody else. Because honestly, the two most, anybody could be on this fucking show and pop shit and say they want shit under their Christmas tree. The only two people in this game right now that can take the game and run with it is Rob and Cliff. Because they are the most I don't know the proper word, but ain't nobody worried about them because they think they program and shit. But if I had the opportunity, I would be fucking rich. And that's being fucking rich.
Well,
you know how you know in my Joe Gray
that's
boy,
the case,
I'm just being
that's
real.
The case,
you know, I'm gonna be real.
If that's the case, then why won't y'all give Rob his race that he want with the Yoda then? Since you talking.
What are you talking about? I have nothing to do with the Yoda.
Well, why did you just ask? Okay, so you ain't got nothing to do with the Yoda, but you was clearly asking Antoine what was the race that he was looking for the Yoda. Let's get
because
the man on here to own the Yoda then.
Okay.
Stop talking.
The man,
get
the
man on here
person,
to own the Yoda.
Okay, the person that talked for the car, I said something to Rob because Antoine, because he put my name that I was in the back one. I said nothing in that.
I understand that.
Yet.
Okay. That's done.
Okay.
Get the man
so,
that's owned the Yoda
now,
on here.
Get
the man that owned the
Yoda
on here.
To get to Donald, you're going to have to talk to Gordo. That's
well, we ain't
thing.
Fucking with Gordo. We're not fucking with Gordo.
All right,
so I guess that race could never happen
then.
We ain't fucking with him.
You know, I can't make the man jump or do what he wants. I can try to get him on the phone, but he
Marcus
told me on, he said on the internet.
He said you were never going to deal with me with Davey in the race happened. We fucked you up.
Rob, hey, Tricky Ricky, this ain't got nothing to do with you. Tricky Ricky, this ain't got nothing to do with you. Tricky Ricky, this ain't got nothing to do with you.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
You ain't
got to
tell me a goddamn thing. This ain't got nothing to do with you. Hey, Mark Jackson.
Stop being scared.
Well, Mark Jackson, if you can convince the guy that owned the Yoda to deal with the owner himself and the owner deal with each other, the race will get off. But we're not dealing with Gordo, period. Joe, did I shut the show down?
No, you still on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll let y'all have your show back.
Nah, that's good. Ain't no problem at all. Ain't no problem whatsoever.
I just don't, you know, I think the only reason you don't deal with Gordo is I think it's on a personal shit. I mean, I don't see what the man ever did wrong for you not to want to raise
him. Yes.
No, actually, it's not on a. Hold on. He was talking to me, so I can answer him. It's nothing on a personal level with Gordo at all. But I don't like how he operates. First of all, the deal with him and OG Bobby, he never made it right. Okay, we ain't dealing with nobody that we got to chase some money down. Or if it come to a problem where we got to take some money, it's gonna be a big problem. So we ain't gonna get ourselves in that situation. Okay, so that's one of the reasons why we don't want to deal with him.
But let me flip that on it. I understand that there's a lot of stuff that was said on that race. And let me give you my perspective on it. Sometimes you just gotta mind your business in certain situations because there's no way in this race game Bobby should have did what he did to Gordo. So sometimes when somebody say something,
wait, hold on.
Turn to
so hold on. So what did he do to Gordo? Paid him and changed? Is that what you're talking about?
He disrespected the man.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold up. Didn't we just say this grudge racing? How is that disrespecting when the man got paid? Hold up. The man got paid,
like,
though. He got paid, yes or
no? Yeah, he did. But
so
you
that,
know,
so
is,
that don't make it right
point?
For that man to
if
welch.
Gotta,
that don't make,
no,
it, that don't make
say,
it right
say,
for
say,
Gordo
like,
to basically rob him out of the money he owe him. That don't make it right.
I don't know if that's what happened.
Man, come on, Mark.
Because
you weren't blind.
I was
Man,
I was on the
see,
phone
this is what I'm talking
happened.
About. Y'all can't keep
listen,
it 100.
Or, you
can't keep it a band on the on
you,
on down the
you
middle.
You can't even let me. You can't. But, you can't let me.
Because
talk.
You're not. You're not keeping
was,
a band right from the
I
door.
You
already protecting him.
I already was on the phone when that race got locked in. I do know that he had said 200, but I was told that he also said 500. So at the point in time when the DP man said it's a lock, I don't know which one was said. So I don't
Long
know.
Long Island
so
Joe
right now,
himself confirmed it. Well, you on the Long Island
okay.
Joe show right here, right now. He confirmed it himself. He was the DP man.
Okay.
He made it clear,
so,
and it never got handled. So we don't want to deal with him
okay.
because we've been in situations like that, and it can get ugly. So
okay,
we just
so
not going to deal
I,
with
again,
him.
I stand correct. I don't know,
so now you know
what the situation was. I don't know what the situation was or why he did it, but I'm sure I heard it was more to the story that they had to deal with on the back line. And so you know what? Mark out of that shit. Mark don't want to do it. Because every time Mark get involved with anything with y'all bad mouth bitches, y'all get me thrown in jail. So
I ain't got nothing to do with
y'all.
I ain't got listen, I ain't got nothing to
y'all
do with no bitch you done done or you I ain't got nothing to do with no bitch
no,
you done.
No, I'm
okay?
talking about when
I just come on here
Mark
to make it clear
is,
that
say,
we don't want
to
deal with
Mark
him.
Mark is on Facebook to you and then I get thrown in jail. So I just stop talking.
You must say hi to Marcus Jackson or some shit there. Because ain't no flags against my name, baby boy. But, yeah, I'll let you go ahead with
yeah.
it. But you got my answer, and that's what it is.
But I still think y'all pick and choose your races.
Well, I mean, let's be real with it. Everybody in the grudge game pick and choose their races, regardless how you say it and how you want to look at it. Everybody. You'd be a motherfucking fool to not pick and choose your races. So we ain't going to go down that rabbit
okay,
hole.
Okay, so do you think you picking them fair?
Damn right I do. Anything I pick gonna be fair. Fucking with me, shit.
Fair in your eyes. Fair in your eyes.
You got, yes sir, absolutely. When I pick a race, goddamn, I plan on having. Listen to me. When I pick a race, I plan on having it won by 98%. If the other 2% get fucked up, it's because I fucked up.
Well,
so I'm keeping it 100, just like that. If a motherfucker go down with me, they already know they got put in the trick bag. I'm telling you right now.
So when you go out there
in 2025 against me, just know you in a trick bag, okay?
I'm not going.
Okay. Hey, Mark, I fuck with you though. You know what I mean? It's never no disrespect. You know what I mean? As far as on that level, but what I'm saying is, man, you know.
He's slick.
Somebody got a whole lot of background noise, but yeah, I'm just keeping it 100, man. That's one of the reasons why we don't want to deal with Gordo on that level. We just don't want to go farther, man.
Gordo's just a fool with money, and he's a good dude. I love him. That's all.
Well, he seems like he good dude. He got a lot of shit with him. He got a lot of shit with him. But
nothing other than
listen to me. He got a lot of shit with him. But he seemed like he's all right. But again, I don't sleep with him at night.
Yeah,
so goddamn it, I don't know how he is.
You know what? It ain't nothing to do with no goddamn Bobby. Is the way you staying out to getting that ass cut.
Man, you crazy as a motherfucker. But look, guess what? It's your story. I'll let you believe it all you want.
Anything that Yoda got to do, he gonna be around. So if you get on here and he say he gonna run that truck head up. Gordo gonna be there to cut your
well,
ass.
Well, I guess what
your...
I ain't got nothing to do with. Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with
well, listen,
him being around.
If they get
on here and lock Rob in, I will personally bet Gordo something on the side just for GP.
Well,
you understand?
Sending Rob out there, you sending Rob out there. I know you can speak on his truck. Send his ass out there with the Yoda. Head the fuck up. You know white man
no,
can't
no,
jump.
That's not a sensible race. It makes
how
no
you
sense.
Figure that though? They both got small blocks.
You want me to tell you how? Because Rob
really?
Is over 40 years old. Listen. Rob is over 40 years old and he cannot run nine nothing. That's how.
Okay, well, Billy G is over 60 and he going in fucking eight.
Yo, he a fast motherfucker. That's all I can say.
Okay.
But listen,
so
I'm going, man. I got to get back to my program. Oh, yes, it do. According to a post that was made, yes, it do. I seen a lot of amens. And yes, sir. You was one of them. I'm back on
you. I said, I'm glad I'm not 40.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why y'all reading into that more than what it is, but that's all it was, just saying that, you know, hey, I don't see how y'all even made a conversation about that fucking shit. Especially with all the shit. Hey, Marcus, so how you feel about getting Gap for Grudge Racer of the Year?
Don't pay nothing.
I know. That's why I say, why is it so serious? Everybody making all this goddamn noise over who get nominated and this and that. I don't give a fuck. Fuck a trophy. I ain't got no space on my mantle anyway. If y'all was making some money, then that's something different.
Yeah, for a trophy, boy, a mother would die. And kill somebody over it. For a trophy, a person would like to want to kill over it. I'm just being real about it. That's why last week, when I said about what I said, politics and graduation don't mix, it's the truth. You're fighting over nothing, over something stupid. I'm being real about it. I wouldn't care if they never nominated me on not one show. It didn't matter to me. I know what we did and what was good and what wasn't. That's it. That's how it's supposed to be. Look, your fans show, the fans show you the appreciation. You can be able to tell up the fans. If you got to worry about a dig on somebody giving you a little trophy or something like that, something's wrong. I see it down south. They'd be fighting over the Grody and all that. Come on, man. I mean, best friends, and they don't want to talk to each other no more. All over a trophy. Let's be real. You know? And I never turn around. I would never want to bash somebody else or something now to make it turn around and make themselves look good. That's wrong. That's a no-no. That's what you see right now. I hate to say it. That's why I made that whole thing about last week. Politics and graduation don't mix. Let's be real about it. You guys fighting over the stupidest things and be calling everybody out of name and everything else over a trophy or nominated. Stupid. I'm going to tell everybody on this thing right now, just like, you might not like Toastar Joe, you might, and all this hit crap, but let me just tell you, he tried to unite, tried to turn around and say, they need to graduate, they need to unite. But let me just let you know something right now. PDRA is laughing at us. They love it. You know, like when we did Gallant, we was the second biggest show, right? They started looking at you. The sponsors started looking at you. Everybody was, what, the grudge game. They love to see something bad. I mean, somebody else see something bad so they can throw it to the PDRA. You don't want them because, look, they were fighting over here. They're arguing over here. And that's all they do is that's what cuts your throat. They cut our throat with the turnaround. We was calling ourselves trying to make the movie. Real street, grudge racing. We try to show what the real thing is, not fake racing. But guess what? We turned around. Everything was going through and Puff Daddy wanted to buy the rights and everything else. He wanted to buy the thing. A lot of people wanted to buy it. We told everybody not to turn around and show anything. I ain't going to lie to you. Before we can get home, this thing was already people showing tapes of the stuff. Now, anybody that knows, if you go to Street Outlaws, whether Petey Small Block or whoever else, Pete from South Office, all of them guys that go out, they can shoot something 6 months ago and they ain't going to tell you nothing. Why? Because they all know they're going to get paid. Meanwhile, the grudge gang could have got the same thing, but what do we do? And we can't stick together. We always got to be pulling against the next one. Worried about this one getting more than the other one. It's stupid. And that's what I'm just trying to tell y'all. You guys got something and you don't realize it. Everybody sees what happened. Florida. Did they have any classes out there on Friday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday? No. But look how much of a crowd they had. You don't think everybody else is seeing it? You don't see all these sponsors like Coke and everything else? They want their name on something. And the only ones that are capitalizing on is maybe a couple smart ones that just saying, hell with that. We ain't going to sell nothing. We're going to go on and get it. And that's the problem. Rocker's out there. Blocker's out there with his car. Why was Block out there? Because Block getting a sponsor. You damn right, Block going to say. But you ain't see him over there getting around, y'all. He do what he got to do. And guess what? He had his car back together. Now he's got two cars together. Now he got a couple other things. He did it, and he did his thing. He kept his mouth quiet, did what he had to do, and that's it. He ain't going to fight with everybody else. But every last one of us got to fight with each other every time. It's the stupidest thing. And I'm just saying it straight out. Whether it's a promoter or a racer, they all fight amongst each other instead of get together, and everybody can be able to do something. And everybody can get something. You know, I mean, shit, Hoosier, Nitrous Express, All of them was up there watching stuff. They were loving it. They were ready to throw a bigger thing out. But now we got to fight amongst each other. And where's it going? Let me just say this here. Look at Dutch Race and see how many sponsors they got for every last one of their classes. Go look. Go look. Did they ever fight at the track? Yes, they did. But did they ever show it? No, they ain't. They don't keep their things on low. Because they don't want to blow their sponsorship.
Hey,
we do a world star. We got to fight amongst everybody, and we got to go on the website, go on live, and you know they use that against you. You guys think that the track wants you there? I'm being real about it. When I had to do Gallant, and no lie, we had to get security. That was part of our thing, and it couldn't be security, regular security. It had to be bonded because everybody said a bad word about us. Saying that these guys ain't going to be able to handle it. They can't do this, can't do that. They're going to fight. They're going to do this. That's the first thing they do. They're stereotyping you guys. Instead of we trying to prove everybody wrong so we can move ahead, it proves it right there. I'm just being real about it. The first 15 minutes of the show, shit, let's just be real. Come on. It was damn near like everybody wants to kill each other. You think a promoter or a sponsor wants to turn around and put something on a name after they see something like that? Nah, they ain't got good. They'll back off you. That's what we need to start doing, being real about it. It's not what everybody thinks. Everybody thinks that, you know, it's something different. It's not like that. We can move along. We can move forward. But if you start getting guys out there that want to bash each other, worried about what this guy got, or he getting too much, that's when the problem is. We don't need that. Mm-hmm.
Block ain't doing no fighting because fighting ain't his thing. He didn't do too well on Street Outlaws. That's why he ain't fighting.
I knew you were going to say that shit, man. I know you have to fight against J.J. the Boss, man. You ain't shit. You ain't right. But look, now I'm being real about it now. Okay, we just how you just joked about that just right there. Stuff like that, we can goof off like that. But, man, when you start getting personal and all that, you really kill the game. You just don't really like what you know what you're doing. You might not think so, but you are. You know, sponsorship. You got a lot of people looking at you guys, and you don't even realize. A lot of guys don't know that. A lot of guys don't know that. You know, Big Country and them, they came in that daggone shit real quick, didn't they? They was in the grudge game, and they hauled ass out that bitch when they got their sponsorship. Y'all notice that? They took that shit and ran. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I ain't got nothing against it. But why can't one of you guys do the same thing? Why not? Don't turn around and say you can't. You know what they used to tell me? My mother and father used to tell me, can't mean you ain't going to try. So don't say that you can't. But hold on one second. I got to open up this mic because they were sitting here. I got to make sure I open them up. 910-1058. Your mic is open.
Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Okay, what's up, Jess?
Don't quit your day job. But hey, no, thank you. Thank you for that rendition.
Everything's good down this way. But I wanted my Christmas tree. I want my car at the chance of shop so I can talk shit to all of you. Meanwhile, I keep my mouth shut as far as racing anybody, like other people should do. But but you hit y'all hit some valid points, man, on everything. Even through all the yelling and everything, there was a lot of valid points. And outside looking in, I'm down from the south. Of course, you can tell by the way I talk. So I do keep my own stuff along with other people down this way, and we just see a pattern. And it's just something we can't speak on because that's you guys. But we do one thing we do. If we don't forget, and there is a pattern from people when they make posts. I took offense to one, but from the same guy, and I said something about it because he says he ridiculed Jesus. That's me. I'm a believer in Jesus. And I said, this man died on the cross. This is my belief for me, and I will not deny it. I will not deny and not acknowledge go by a post like that and not say anything. So there is a pattern of disrespect that's going on up there from the outside looking in. From the outside looking in, but if y'all good, we cool with it. That's something that, you know, that as far as that, you know. As far as you're getting to, as far as the races and stuff and all like that, like Joe was saying, like with the lot, I mean, we got a good relationship with them. As far as the grudge racing and stuff, they don't know all. They're only concerned about with the grudge racing and stuff, and they had a ball with it. As long as we keep the lines clear, because it's a liability, and we had no problem with it, and everybody seemed to work good with it after we talked about it and addressed it. I think we gave how many people? 3 or 4 people for each car, Joe?
Yeah, at the starting line. Yep.
Yeah
at the starting line. 3 or 4 people for each driver at the starting line and all that. But there were people sitting up there in the VIP box that be watching, and they could be potential sponsors. But it's kind of hard to sell it, which, I mean, just being real, when we have a breakout, it's not a brawl. It's a riot and all kinds of crap, just being real. If it happened in NASCAR, it's just a racist brawl, you know. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I think as far as grudge racing, everything's headed in the right direction. We got some people out there just a little overzealous and don't know where to fit in as far as getting in their lanes, and a little overambitious. But it's all for out. Right? It just like Joe said about pro stock. So anybody that's been around racing long enough, no pro stock Joe. And no, if you done something you don't like or get you something, that's your fault if you put them all these years. Because I told pro stock Joe personally, I said, I don't like you, but I love you because you're my brother. And at the same time, instead of having a pro stock Joe, we all be like trying to find, I bet you all of us will find something nice to say about him. And so it is. Life is just too short for some of these little bickering things that we do. You know, everybody got something to bring to the game, good or bad. But just got to respect. It's got to be respectable. I mean, you respect the game. You got to respect the race. Like Joe said, it don't matter. I get just as much excitement. We do it on the street. These cars out on the street racing, some of them won't run 13s, but they'll be $4,000 or $5,000 betted on them slow ass cars. You know what I'm saying? It's the excitement. A person, I mean, and you got a lot of OGs, I mean, that can't handle that speed anymore, too, and that have downsized their program. I mean, you know, that G-Force takes a toll on them, but they still in the game doing their thing, and they bring excitement because of the type of person they are and, the excitement they bring to the game. So there's no way I would put nothing out there disrespecting either way for it to be taken the wrong way.
Well, just say one thing, Dex. I got to tell everybody this here. To prove a point, when they get in, ain't nobody thought we can get in. And when we got in, we proved it that we did it, and everybody handled their self respectfully, and they loved it. They actually gave us the date ahead of time. They put us on the calendar. That thing was already on the calendar. And that was before October was even here. For last year, for the date for the following year, it was already up. So everybody needs to know that because... Yeah.
They asked us when we take that do a rental that day. You know, they wanted us to do it. That's just how good the first one turned out and how everything went good and smooth. And it's like October.
We already knew we had March.
Yeah.
We knew we had March and that was back in what? October. We knew we had March and we knew we had October again. They already put us out there ahead of time. And if you look on the schedule, you've seen it was been out before everybody else's schedule. Everybody knew.
Right.
And to me, for the track to do that, a track like that to do it, that means they like what you did, and you know the sponsors that they get over at PDRA, and we have more people than PDRA. What do you think is up there looking at you right now? So they might find the right car, and they're going to go over there and say, hey, I want you to run such and such. I want you to put this name on your car, and now you're getting money. So that's what you want. That's what we want. I want to see a guy go forward. I don't want to see nobody. If I figure he can make it, now I can make it. Or, you know, somebody else can make it. That's what all it is, man. You got, instead of fighting and worrying about this next man, he made something, he got something. Hey, you should be worrying about this. Maybe you can get it now. Hey, I can be next.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That's how I look at it.
That's why, if you friends on me with Faith on Facebook, I asked that our fellow grudge racers wouldn't post. And it's me and Joe. No, I don't know why. We always got to fight gremlins for some odd reason. I asked our fellow racers not to put any our flyers on the Show Enough Racing page, which Antonio Jackson came and addressed me. And, yes, I said that because it's always something negative. It's always something negative. And then he came and said, like, you know, it brought up the little past history that we had to go through, I don't know why, every freaking year about North versus South or Indica stuff. But he told me at the end that it was all about money that I was greedy. Me and Joe lost money in October. That venue is very expensive, but we left there, still left there smiling. And we've done it several numerous times. And I told that guy there, he's talking about he's getting into promoting. I said, I wish you well, but if you win this and you love it, you're gonna, all you want to see at the end of the night, if you see plenty of races, everybody had a good time, everybody leave home safe. We happy. We still good to go. But you know, this ain't what everybody think it's tough up to be. It's a liability, responsibility, and it's a headache. But if you love racing, and that's why we do it, because we love this shit. We do it. You do it long enough, you might make a little bit of money. But if you do it long enough, that again two or three times a year, it's gonna eat that money right back up. But if you love the shit, that's why you do it. And that's why we do
it. I appreciate it.
I'm having a ball watching all these races get locked in, man, because I don't be out there just on the fence laughing and grinning the whole while. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited about that. I mean, you got a nice venue, and it ain't cheap. Hey, and we rolling the
dice. And I'm going to show you how. I got to say this here so everybody know. I'm going to show you how much hate is out there that we fight amongst each other. I had somebody put up there, and I got tagged in the post, and I wasn't even going to say nothing. But they talking about, said, fake races, they ain't locked in. And anybody know, I won't lock the race in unless you put the money in. I won't say it's a race unless you put them in. I'm not going to do it. But they ready to say. So basically, you guys are throwing races out there that I seen just recently that I didn't even know about it, but they locked them in, and they put the money up. But in order to make it cut you down, they need to do it because they don't want the sponsors or nobody seeing nothing and seeing that how good you guys are doing. And now, guess what? Sponsors, just like these here things, you look at them guys docking. That dude with the truck, now he ain't that fast. Matter of fact, that farm truck. But if you had to get that farm truck, call anybody if you want. Call that farm truck to come there to your show or make an appearance with the truck. It is $25,000 for him to make an appearance. Now, you guys up there blowing stuff and talking shit and crying over a couple $100s, and meanwhile, here this man over here getting $25,000 just to show up. And he ain't racing for no money. All he do is go up next to a car. And he got a sponsorship that he ain't got to worry about nothing about the motor. Now, you guys are blowing all that. That's what I'm looking at. That's what really gets to me. How much stuff you guys are really letting go because you're arguing with each other? You know? I mean, there's a lot of guys out there right now. I'm just being real about it. I know Sammy could be one of the guys out there. Badmouth could be one of the guys out there. You guys, everybody got a personality. Somebody's going to like something that what you do. And that's all to it. But if you turn around, you know what I mean, there's a way to do it and then turn around and make money. And that's all to it. That's what I'm just saying. I see it. I mean, I look back sometimes. I got to laugh just to watch people, you know. I mean, Rico and them guys, that's the only reason why I came all the way down south. I'm just let you know ahead of time. I came down there because I seen Rico on them on the thing one day, and I said, man, I got to go meet these guys. I got to see these guys. What is that about? And I ended up going down there and racing them one time. And after I raced them, they were good friends with me ever since. And it was funny, you know, they was down-to-earth people. Go down there, man, we're going to go cook a pig or do something like that. What are you doing? Don't go home yet. And shit, I'm hanging out with them. It's fun as hell. And then I brought them back up here. I brought them back up here. Nobody else did. They'll tell you. I said, I want you to come down here and have some fun. And that's the whole thing, man. You get that personality. People like you. Before you know it, somebody want to put something on your car and sponsor you. You know? And that's it. We got to keep it moving better than what we're doing. We don't need to be fighting every time. That's the problem with everybody. And that's being real. You know, worried about the next man or what he making or just something like that. And if I see it, don't get me wrong, and I'll tell you in a heartbeat, there's times that I have said something if I really wanted to see it, and I know everybody else wanted to see it, and I was the first one to do it before anybody else did it. I'll tell you straight out how I did it. I saw how many guys are liking this here, this guy. They think this one's faster, that one's faster. And back then, I put the money on top of the pot. And I said, I'm going to do this, and that's it. So basically, I put the money on top of the pot, and everybody get to see the race. Now they ain't got to leave their district or whatever, and you know, their area. And that was fun. That was all it was about. Now you got to see, hey, I ain't got to go that far. But as some people can't travel like they normally do. So you try to do it. And that's what a promoter is. Now, you got some promoters that won't put nothing on or do anything. Now, you can't do everybody because everybody knows by the time you end up at the end of the night, them bills got to be paid. So once you end up you standing up there looking crazy, you don't want to be the one to be over there telling, look, I can't pay your purse because we have enough money left over. You want to make sure you got everything ahead of time. And anybody can tell you all that crap that, oh, we made $100,000. That's a big bull crap lie. Ain't too many. I mean, I'm telling you straight out like this here. When you start playing these classes and everything else and you start adding that junk up, go ahead if you want. You tell me what you got. You know, if that's the case, man, everybody and their mom would be doing the damn thing. So, and it's, or the track be doing it, it's damn self before you do. That's, you know, and that's just being real about it. These guys, people need to stop with the lying and go ahead, let's just have a good time, you know. That's being real. You got a lot of times, I hate to say it, it's just like so worried about them. And I'm just saying this because I'm not blowing smoke up no pro stock, and we bump heads every now and then. But when I see him try to bring the people together, the grudge game again, basically, I know he got certain things you got to say, okay, we got to go and double-check with this here, with you on first, stuff like that. I understand. But if you can turn around and get the people stop fighting and stuff, sure, you can turn around and everybody can turn around and get these promoters, get these people coming in and the sponsors coming in. But until then, with this fighting crap and worrying about the next man this year, getting jealous about this guy doing that or whatever, and you're better than the other one, and this guy, he ain't nobody. You know, what good is that? You're dividing everybody. I'm just being real about it. You're dividing. You think I want, and listen, I'm gonna be real about it. I ain't no damn 8-second car. I don't care, but it don't matter to me. But, you know, I would probably take offense too, but, the same way, same token. Especially say you ain't a grudge racer. I understand that, but, you know, I mean, I feel bad. But you know what? I rubbed it off my shoulder and keep it moving. I'm not going to let nobody discourage me and tell me I am. I'm going to keep doing me. I think I am, and it is what it is. That's how I feel. And that's how everybody else should feel. Don't take the stuff on the chin so hard. A lot of people taking it and running with it. Just keep going. But hold on, you guys, because I got to open up this mic because he's been hitting me a couple times. Let me open this mic up right quick. 718-6572, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe.
Hey,
what's going on, hey?
Up New Jersey. Hey, man. Up New Jersey, New York, man. Besides racing Jason and Peanut, who the hell is an 8-second car? Because all them cars are best slow as hell.
Damn.
And I wait. I wait.
Oh, man.
I wait.
Young Stang is off here right now. He probably can't see you. He got off.
That. Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Who is that?
That's Nate.
Oh, Nate. King Nate, huh?
Yep.
I'm going to just say this, King Nate. If you have your small block Nathan card, a lot. I'm going to see how fast you is.
If I have it, it'll be there. Small block and a big block.
Well, you come look for the slow young thing. I would like to win.
You know, I'll
but
be
there. If one of my other races, if one of them fall off, you're the first one I'm going to call. Heads up.
Like
small block and peak, gas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking about buying the Grand National and run y'all dudes, man. Shit, you ain't got to run my Mustang. For real.
That's my
word, man. Y'all slow as hell.
I understand. That's why I hear all about you getting your ass beat.
Nah, I don't know nothing about none of that. I just know y'all slow as hell, man. It's a crying shame, man. For real. Y'all should be
embarrassed. Hey, King Nate. You telling everybody they so slow. You talk slow.
Shit, I'm in the bed. I'm in the bed since Friday.
So,
get up, take a shower, get back in the bed. That's all I do.
Let me ask you one question before I go any further. You okay?
Yeah, hell yeah, I'm okay. I'm just it's holiday time. I'm ducking.
You ducking? Well, get off the phone talking about somebody slow.
Yeah.
Well, everybody come in front of your house and do fucking burnouts.
You'll tell me about the Mustang you got?
Yeah, just a piece of junk on 28, small block. You see it on the video in Florida running about 10 seconds.
I never seen it before. I mean, I heard about it.
In the eighth? Yeah,
hello?
I never seen it before. I heard about it.
Hello?
Yeah. No, that ain't child support, is it? Because I'm ducking there. Who is that?
Yo, your phone got intercepted by some farming
industry. I don't know who that is. I don't know.
Hey, we better get off the phone with you. We ain't had none of that shit to you on the phone. Come on, everybody slow. Yo, everybody hang up. I don't know, my man. We ain't had none of that shit to you on the phone. Y'all be careful.
But so you got two power buttons, one and eight. Can you share any of that?
No, I ain't got no carburetor.
Oh, that's damn. Was it up?
Okay. You want to say? You want to say how your big block coming? What is coming in?
Nah, just a big block. Just a big block nitrous car. Carbureted.
Lamar driving your small block nitrous car?
Shit, he can.
Lock it in.
I ain't locking in nothing until March, though, man. Shit. It's too damn far away, man. I ain't doing that shit. That shit's
out. You can call it. They were just on here talking about it earlier. You can call it and put up something and say you're serious. I'm willing to do that with you just to get at the man.
I'm going to race, man. I don't know. I'm going to race, man. For real, I'm going to race. I ain't got to do all that, man. Shit, yeah. Hey, Tricky Ricky, tell Tricky Ricky though, he get the back tire though, man. If he come out there and race me, man, that dud he got.
Back pedal in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ding.
The man might not be on the phone. Y'all talk about.
Tricky.
Hey, King Nate. King Nate.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
You mean tell me you don't feel bad? You come on the North Show and call all them weak bitches slow up there beside the fuel, and then said, "God damn it, somebody got the back tire." You don't feel bad?
And then you just
land in the bed like you ate a couple pork chops and some green beans on the side and with some mashed potatoes and just killing with it, huh?
How you know somebody up north ain't just waiting for him to
hold on, sir. I'm talking to King Nate. I ain't talking to you. The man said what he said. Anyway, but Nate, I'm saying that's how you do it, big dog. That's how you call it. They call it shot callers. Goddamn, I like
you
that.
You on the same team? Y'all on the same team?
There you go, asking a whole lot of questions. Why you were? Ask King Nate if we're on the same team. Mouthpiece.
You talking? I'm
God
asking you.
Damn. I'm talking to my man.
He's talking for me. So I guess we are.
Yeah, he's doing too many questions. Asking too many questions.
Damn, you done inherited somebody else in your
questions.
Team or bad mouth.
No, I got in. Hold on. I got inherited. I didn't inherit nobody. I got inherited.
I just asked a question. I'm just asking the question, you know. You know,
get in too. You come on, get in, but you would.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, Mark, you said I come on here and ask the questions. You come on here asking him questions.
So that's my man. That's the problem. That's what you don't know. That's what you don't know. That's my man.
Oh, another teammate you teamed up with, so you didn't have to reap, huh?
If that's how you want to call it.
Everybody's salty around here.
They salty tonight.
Y'all gonna change your name and say the BMC too.
But I'm gonna tell you something though, young thing though. I ain't gonna say you, it ain't you, but the Jersey dude, they need to stop coming down here sweating the South, man. For real, jumping around like they down with John Gotti and all them people, man. Tell them that he's back, man. Get your stuff together, man.
Well, one thing you know about me, I ain't jumping on nothing. Other than that, I ain't gonna be down with no team south.
That's sad, man. They come down south sweating people. They don't even know.
The report.
I cut it out, man.
Only one under that. I don't know who you put a name on it.
Oh, man, come on, man. You seen your boy marking them in the video, man. Come on, man. You seen him in the video. I'm going to put the name on it. Damn, you know who Mark is? You know the rest
Mark
who?
Mark
is forget it, man. Yeah, Mark is Wongas.
I ain't just the producer all up in the video, all up in the shows.
Well, damn.
Y'all seen when the lawyer lost to Gotti early last year. Y'all seen who was in the video around the damn trailers and stuff, acting like they down with people.
Fake ass
racist, man. That is. When he put that eight second thing up there, he was talking about the whole New Jersey.
Good report.
And that's the 8 mile. That ain't even a quarter. That's the 8 mile.
I got somebody coming on.
Oh, hold on. I hear something. Hold up. Somebody said what now? What was said?
914-98-70. The mic is over.
Hey, Long Island, Joe.
Yeah.
Long Island. That sound like you got James Green on here. I know that ain't James Green on here. I know that ain't what I just heard. Here. Oh, shit,
what?
It's James Green. Oh, shit. What's happening, James?
Oh, Lord.
What'd you hear? Man, listen, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling with my feet propped up playing Call of Duty.
I've been listening for a while, so I gather that Jersey is slow.
Okay.
And they got some 8-second calls in Southern Maryland.
No, I don't know nothing about East Second Coast, Southern Maryland. Somebody else wants to say that. I ain't say nothing about Maryland.
I know what I want under my Christmas tree for Christmas.
What's that, James?
I want a lock-in.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Here
we go.
Here we go.
I want a lock-in on my Christmas tree. That Blue Nova from Southern Maryland.
This is about to get good. This is going to get good tonight.
Hey. Excuse me, so I know I'm not allowed to ask questions, but you talking about the badmouth bitches?
No.
We don't live in Southern Maryland.
A small block, a Blue Nova from Southern Maryland.
Oh, shit. Jiggy, man, you press the one button.
You talking about TJ?
Y'all got my video, son.
I'll take Tricky Rick, too.
Oh, shit.
What'd you say, Eric Long?
Oh, shit. He said, hey, the man talking to y'all. Press the one button.
What did you say, Antoine? I didn't hear you.
I said the man is talking to you. He's trying to lock you in.
Nah, that nigga talking to a motherfucking wall. He know the deal. At this point in the game, it's past the shit that you and CJ had. It's past that. So if he really want to do something, he might as well just come to motherfucking Galat and lock in the corner motherfucking trailer.
Everybody else, what's it called? A security deposit? What was that thing y'all call it? A promissory deposit. That what y'all called it this show a couple weeks ago?
Hey, James,
a promissory
listen,
note, like with 12.
Listen, you can call it whatever you want to call it. You done already got the 411. So. I'm not gonna entertain you just like I'm not gonna entertain that bullshit that you said on my fucking phone.
I don't need to entertain. I don't need you to entertain it.
All right, well,
I don't need you to entertain
ain't no point in it. If you're not gonna entertain it,
okay.
Then there ain't no point
we'll
in speaking my name or his name. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, go back to sleep with y'all slow ass shit. Go back to sleep.
Well, shit, you ain't never fucking woke up then, if that's the case.
Don't you worry about it. I'm going to get y'all for the year over with.
We're not worried about that.
One
that's
way or the
other. That you ain't getting. We ain't worried about
oh,
it.
Oh, man. That slow shit y'all got. Y'all fitness in the 8 seconds.
You just like the rest of these motherfuckers that want to get on the show and talk to be heard. You ain't doing shit. You ain't done shit in the last 10 years or better.
Watch out. Okay. So can we send this promissory note in for the 26th?
Just keep posting the pictures of your truck. Your truck do look nice. You got some nice headers and shit on it. But keep posting pictures of your truck because you ain't racing no motherfucker, boy.
Yeah, but before you compliment on it, you'll drink a bowl of piss. Y'all hate
just
that ass niggas.
Good.
Oh, you're probably killing
nice
me to say
that. That's it.
Oh, nice header. Everything nice. Everything.
You're a picture queen. That's what you are. You're a picture queen.
Hey, guess what? It ain't in no damn storage bin either.
That's cool.
Oh, that one. Hey, I just want
to
know. I ain't going to bother you no more.
Hey,
I ain't going to bother you no more because you don't want to do nothing. Let's talk about
you ain't got to bother me because you ain't never wanted to
Let's
do nothing. Because if you wanted to do something, then you would have fucking locked in when he was trying to lock you in.
Hey.
You would have locked in when I was trying to lock you in. But no,
okay.
What
so,
you want to do was bitch and complain talking about don't nobody
so,
lock in this while it's December. But
so,
then all of a sudden you get on the phone as Mark Jackson called it, the bad mouth bitches. You get some little heart. Now you want to lock in. But at that point, ain't nobody fucking entertaining you.
So
you already
2 hours later,
I told you to let the shit go because it was going motherfucking left. But yeah, you keep one poke, you keep one poke, you keep one poke.
2 hours later, I send money to Roy Hazelwood, Fat Albert, and then y'all.
You sending money didn't matter at that point. That's what you missing. The shit
oh,
was already
y'all didn't want
the shit was already
y'all didn't want
it was rate. Already done by then. It wasn't even no you sent money for no fucking reason. You sent money
yeah,
because
y'all
you didn't prove a motherfucking point that your point didn't have a point.
I was trying to
it
prove a point
that
y'all
you
motherfucking
look no better.
Hey, I don't mean to talk to you boy that.
But y'all keep talking about how slow the cars up north is and this and that, right? So So can we get this? I can get a couple cars with everybody that's together from us here. Y'all get the cars. You present the cars. And we put the equal cars to equal cars and get busy. Because I'm about sick of y'all keep talking about Mark Jackson and all these North cars are slow and y'all run through us and y'all all cool and all cousins,
you know what?
And all that.
That probably,
shit. Let's
that,
get together.
That probably will be a good thing to do at like Coney Beach or somewhere, or somewhere in the middle. Because I know you guys come from New Jersey. Can you do it at?
We could do that. Like I want all the badmouth bitches. I want every last one of them. The only one that got sent is Gary Collins. He's the only one that got sent. The rest of them, I want every last fucking car. And now that Nate is their fucking spokesmarker or whatever, I want his ass too.
Marcus' mouth is a little bad, ain't it?
No, Marcus' mouth got to be tough because his fucking lips so big, he do push-ups with his mouth. So that's why he got to talk so now. But every one of the badmouth cars, I sit less than except one. And I want to run every last one of them. And if we at the lot and these guys don't race if they say they are, I'm going to get to y'all ass. I'm going to leave there some kind of way with him and Tony's on y'all fucking heads like y'all did with me.
Hey, Mark, you part of the bad mouth business. You should lock him in since he got so much fucking
Antoine.
Mouth and wanted to run somebody.
Yo. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Rick, I don't want to lock nobody in. But you and CJ, I don't give a fuck if I don't run nobody else. I ain't got to run nobody else.
Listen. You ain't got to run nobody else. You ain't got to lock nobody else in. Since you didn't want to do it ahead of time, wait till February 28th or March, like we said, and then you can lock in.
Stop.
I just said, I didn't talk that bullshit to you.
Okay.
I'm not with that. Rick is not with that.
Okay.
Tricky Rick not with that.
Okay.
If you wanted to race, what I'm saying to you
Rick's
is...
Not, wait a minute. Wait, whoa. Now Tricky Rick's not with that, but Tricky Rick
I wasn't
pushed that Nova out in front of the train. He pushed that Nova out in front of the train.
I was not with it when he said it.
Smoke screen.
Exactly.
Motherfucker, you going to lock in the pot or you going to lock in the DP for the fucking race, not $100 to say you going to lock in. That's bullshit to me.
That's bullshit to you. That's bullshit to you. But when I said it was bullshit, y'all were calling me scared and the trailer queen and bitches and all this.
Put up $100 to say we're going to lock in on this date for this date. That's not what I was saying.
CJ
wanted to do wasn't what I was talking about. So, again,
you were co-signing for him. I did exactly what y'all asked for.
I'm not talking about CJ. I'm talking about me, Dane. Stop.
Yeah, but you were co-signing the same shit.
You were signing on the dotted line, James. That's what you're saying.
And then an hour later, I asked you, did you want to do the same thing?
Yeah,
you said, I'm not entertaining
you. At that point, because you didn't want to lock in, only thing you doing is doing shit for Facebook. That's how you coming off.
But
to me. So if you want to lock in,
Smoke screen.
I sent my money to Roy Hazelwood just for fucking Facebook likes? How was I supposed to get it back if I didn't want to race?
Because you ain't locking in the race. You locking in the date. You lock in.
That's not fucking what I'm talking about.
Smoke screen.
And you just talked. About y'all did this on the Long Island show a couple weeks ago. Lock in a promissory. And I told you, what are we buying, a fucking car?
Oh, hold on, hold on. I got to open up this. Hold up, I got to open up this mic. Hold on 1 second. 240-6753. Your mic is open. 240-6753. Your mic is open.
Who buying the car, Jay?
CJ, we hear you. Talk. Talk your shit.
Oh,
James Green.
Yo.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Let's get it, homeboy. Off the trailer. That's Saturday. We can do it at 2 o'clock. Fuck it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, shit. Don't sit me to death with all that bullshit you've been posting. You bringing your truck. I bring my car.
I know you ain't got no 28 on. I know.
Don't worry about what I got. Is it a lock? I don't care. Hey, it's a lock. Yes or no? You want to race that bad? Let's get it on. Yes. Y'all get showing up on here. This council, my race was showing up. I'll fuck him up, and then I'll run. What's his name? As long as you bring that ugly ass Nova,
I don't give a fuck if you put two motors in it.
Damn, James, you're most bad.
Yeah, you bring that ugly ass Nova. That thing you call pressures. You bring that motor clap, you can put two motors in that motherfucker. I don't care. Take that shit box out of Rick's car and put in.
Is it a lot, man,
care.
Or what? You steady
yes.
talking.
Yes.
Don't nobody want to hear
yes.
that shit. You
yes.
been whooping and
yes.
whooping and hollering.
Yes. Yes.
Let's get
yes.
it then.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No great side out.
Money.
Get the money to go
so,
with the week
so,
before.
Yeah, so what's the race? Hold on. What's the race? I need to still look.
Eighth mile off the trail at 2 o'clock.
Oh,
that's
all right, sir. That's Saturday. Hey, okay. But
James Green truck versus pressure. James Green drive and I drive.
Yeah. How much y'all drive? Give me some numbers.
Man, we can do 3 on 15.
Okay. I don't care. James, you good with that? Lock in the money 2 weeks before. 3 on 15.
You got it, sir.
It's a lot.
So the same shit that we tried to do before, he just done just now, but this one do this.
Hey.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Hazelwood.
Yeah.
Didn't I send you $100 like they wanted promissary? Didn't I send it to you?
James Green, you also had a bunch of bullshit about it. People does that for a waste
matter.
Of time, and I told you, you were wasting my fucking time. So that's what the $100 is for, because you're not going to race it, just like now. I said put the money up a week before the race. You say 2 weeks, but guess what? It don't even matter.
I put up a week. I don't care.
At the end of the day, I
want
to race you. I've been trying to race you. Ever since you had that fucking slow-ass track,
that's what your mouth said.
So, all this talking about raggedy, watch this raggedy bitch put cars on you.
Is it one week or two weeks before?
Whatever you want to do, everything is in your fucking court, homeboy.
Right.
You're going to get what you've been asking for. And plus more.
Thank you. Good.
Now I'm going back to work.
All right, go back to work. Turn some wrenches. Put two motors together.
So we got James Green. Okay, what do you call your car, James Green?
Lil Walter.
What do you call your car?
Lil Walter.
Lil Walter versus Pressure. Okay. And that'll be Saturday.
2 o'clock.
Saturday, off the trailer.
Off
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, Joe.
2 o'clock. Okay. Wow.
Three on 15.
Yep.
All right.
Hey Joe, let me ask you this: how this set up for all these races? I know people are calling their races. So the band has to call their races, and like mine, they have to put their money up.
first of March. If they don't put up, do they owe the whole thing, or they own it, or is it? How does that work?
Well, depending on how you do it, and like say for example, Redheads will be holding the money right there, and I'm just being real about it. Like once it's deposited up, wherever you set it up, like we got one race that if the guy don't come 2 weeks ahead of time with the rest of it, he loses all the other money that he put up. So that's how they're doing it there. But when we at the track at Garant, you're gonna have them all up in a row. So everybody said get them all ready at 1 o'clock. A couple of them that's going off, which I think Sammy's going a couple of races off the trailer right behind each other. I think they got like three in a row right behind each other. They're gonna run right behind each other. But when he says they're ready, we're gonna pull these no time cars out and let them go because you're gonna have your priority first anyhow. So we're gonna try to knock them out because I know a couple of them got like three races or four races. They have like maybe 2:33 or whatever, 3 o'clock I think is the next one probably, and we're gonna bring them out again. We're going to make sure we pull them out all together at one time. Because I know you guys, some of you guys are on radio, some of you guys are on slicks. So that's what they're doing to make sure they can accommodate for both of you. You know, if you've got a slick, you make sure you tell somebody because they'll drag on it. You're going to be a radio tie. If there's a radio to radio and both of them prepping lanes, they're going to keep the radios together. However they do it. They know how they did it. Now, if it's something like how Tricky Ricky and Giganto ran that time, they dragged the lane on Giganto, but they didn't drag Tricky Ricky. And that's what they did when you flick or whatever. They know what the prep is, but you have to come up to either Rico or you're going to fat out it. They'll be taking care of stuff at the lane. That's what I keep them up there for. Then you come right to them and talk to them. That's how you get through.
I think because I see that somebody I'm racing, locked in the racing, 30 minutes before, supposed to run me. I don't understand how this is going to work.
Who locked in 30 minutes before you?
Buck got a race 30 minutes before he got a race me. I got a race him at 2:30. He got a race locked in 4 o'clock.
And you locked him in with something else?
2:30.
So he thinks he's gonna come right back around and get right in the lanes because that's how y'all stips is. That was y'all stips. I don't know how y'all doing that, but you go right back around in the lane if he can get right down hot lapping or whatever. We pull it in. It's up to y'all.
I got him. The first he's at 2:30, and then Weeby is an hour after my completion with him.
Okay. Well, that should be no problem there. That ain't no problem an hour later. I would have thought you guys would at least get an hour apart instead of half an hour. But maybe you can holler at it. I have no idea. I'm not sure how that is, you know.
Because Fat Albert said, you know, he was saying it's all going to be good because then I got Copperhead an hour after Buck. But if the times don't go by, but it has to be before 5 o'clock. But if the track is allowing radios and all this, it's going to start taking time up. And I'm not trying to lose no deposit because track.
Nah. If you guys got your race locked in like that there, I'm not worried about the other thing. I can pull priority. I can pull that up there. But as long as you guys already put it up and got it in there, fat out of heads, you give me this, whatever, what time it is, I will make sure I pull up and through there. That ain't no problem.
If a situation come up that it was the track, something wrong with the track, then, you know, nobody will lose the deposit because it was a situation that the track had, you know, so.
But the other thing, we're going to be able to pull you guys up there real quick. We're going to play around with that.
I understand that, but what's going with that is that's a loophole that they could try to get out of. So I just want to be clear once this all gets satisfied that if the track says y'all could go, they still, but if they don't race, they lose.
Well, y'all put that stick together, right? You got to be in that lane, so you know what I mean. It's what it is. You ready, you ain't ready, and guess what? That's it. That's all. I know Weezy's going to come right behind you. I know about that one. Because Weezy's actually got to run Sammy first, right off the trailer. They're the first ones down. Nobody else can run but those two. Is the opening up the track. And that's just like when Cliffy and Butchie Woods that time. They got to be the first ones to get down, and Butchie Woods couldn't get ready, and Cliffy get the money. So that's what happened with that race. That was the time that that happened at Gallant. So if you ain't ready, guess what? We got to keep the show moving. That person ain't there, they lose it. No, that's how it's got to be.
It's going to be a lot of that.
Right, because we cannot hold the track waiting on you to get ready. We can't hold it.
Nope.
If you're not up there and you're not ready to go, then we're going to pay the DP.
Well, I feel I got the first two deposits coming, and then the last one, I'm going to get that one, and then I'm going to substitute with the Badmouth crew. And then King Nate.
King Nate is Badmouth crew. He just told you that, so just say King Nate. That's all you got to say.
No, I'm going to get one of the other bitches.
Nah, we ain't going that like that. You're going to get the fastest one out of the two. You're going to get King Nate. Okay, well, then you might want to just lay down there. Lay down to the king.
No, we're not doing that. I'm going to get one of y'all first, then y'all can bring
it
back.
We just told you what you're going to get. Either you win or you don't. If you don't, stay real rock.
I know you ain't quiet now.
I take it as a real rock. Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good night.
Boy,
hold on. I gotta ask OG Bobby something first. OG Bobby on here still? Is OG Bobby on here? I know he was supposed to come on here because I seen it. He said he was coming on here because I seen he said he want to run somebody for $10,000. He was supposed to let the cat out of the bag on his show. I want to know who it is. OG Bobby. I don't know who it was. I'm trying to figure out who OG Bobby is trying to run for $10,000.
I bet you a hot dog with extra ketchup.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on. Oh, shit.
Before you accept the mic, bet hot dog?
No, I ain't betting. I don't like ketchup. I'm going 910. 6970, your mic is open.
The most hated man in grudge racing.
What's
up, Joe?
Yeah, not much. You were supposed to let us know who you were going to run for that thing that you wanted to run for $10,000.
Well, I already talked to what's the name? Antoine. And I told him since their car... And Marcus' car and the truck is down. I told him I'll run Bigfoot for 1,000 on 10. Shut it down.
And you won everything in drag racing. He was everything in drag racing, Joe.
I said,
man,
I
come on, Antoine.
Like
Antoine,
come
on, man.
I didn't even call.
Hey, wait. Come on. Man, listen, we can't be serious. We cannot be serious what you just said on the show. This is not Halloween. This is not Christmas. I mean, this is not Halloween. It's not April Fool's. Are you serious right now?
Man, listen. Yeah,
he said no.
So basically what you're telling me is he told Santa Claus that he wanted to run the Bama crew, but he wants everything in drag racing. And in order for him to get anything in drag racing, that's when he'll bet the 10,000. Come on, man. Man, I'm going. Hey, I'll holler at y'all, man. My phone going dead.
Oh, Lord.
You like mustard or sauerkraut on a bonfire.
Hey, young say. Give me sauerkraut on one side, extra pickles on the other side.
Man, I'm going to be sauerkraut and salt. Man, y'all listen. Sometimes you got to know who you're talking to. Why are you talking about? You know, Man, you sit just like that, man. Heads up would be the only race you
I don't sit like that, man. Mark, what the hell are you talking about? My car don't sit like that, man.
You got a big block with nitrate.
My car don't sit nowhere like that, man.
What? Okay, you got a big block with nitrate. What you call
that's
about
it. What's the rest of the car? You just named with that man. You just called that man Carl and described everything you just
Mark,
said about
listen,
an hour ago.
LG Bobby. LG Bobby.
My car don't
sit
like that
Mark,
car.
LG Bobby. Unless Mark Jackson built the fucking car, he can't tell you a goddamn thing how Bigfoot sits. I don't know so about don't what you say. Don't say that. Hey, Bobby, come on, Bobby. You're making this look we bad, just Bobby. Talking. God damn. Bobby, we got it. If he come on 28, fuck his suspension. I go to his motherfucking ass. Come on, Bobby. God damn it, Bobby.
Antoine, shut it down.
You got a lot of brains.
Antoine, shut what down. You want everything in trash? That's why
you said.
That's why I said hell no. I'm not even going back with that dumb shit. You want everything in drag racing.
Hey, Bobby. Hey,
Antoine, you're a bad man. That's all I can say.
Hey, Bobby. Bobby, you going to come with a stock block 302 with gas on it. We take everything and drag it from you.
16.
For that 10,000.
Hold on, I'm going. So say it again, Mark.
We take everything and drag racing you with that 302 from your big block.
Who's 302 you talking about? You?
Jazzy.
Why am I running with Jazzy? I'm trying to run somebody from the south. I can run y'all up here anytime.
Man, we ain't got no team. No, we ain't team south. We team money.
Ain't team nothing.
We don't give a damn about that.
I got to see the car.
I
need to see the car. I need to see y'all car.
Okay. Hey, Joe, Jazzy is gray not. Jazzy is gray hatchback.
Oh, Jazzy.
Everything is Jazzy. Is it 302 small block Ford with one stage on it? We do everything in drag.
I'm a door 16. All right.
Hey, Mark Jackson, I'm gonna send you a 1098 on the end of this year because you really done fucked some of our money up, man. When that shit you just did told OG Bobby that shit. What? Man, his excuse to not let us is because of the shit you said. Bullshit. I said he should run y'all. After the fact that he done heard some other shit. So let me tell you something. When you in court and a motherfucker say something and the judge say, objection, guess what? A motherfucker heard it. The goddamn fans or whatever the fuck the people in the goddamn on the jury, they heard it, goddamn it. So no matter if the motherfucker judge said objection, the bitch heard it. So they going to go with it. That's what OJ Bobby doing. He running with that shit. That don't mean it's true. I don't know how. That's why I'm going to charge you. That's why I'm going to charge you, goddamn ass. I'm going to say you know it to you. You know what? Punish me, motherfucker. I'll get off the big foot fucking bumper. There you go. Hey, listen. Then they get OG Bobby locked in. I'm going to bet with you. Hey, please help me out. Bobby, that's some scary shit, Bobby. You run around here with your chest all out with your turkey knee hanging out, and you scared to death.
I'm back.
That's
I'm
not.
Back.
I want it.
What up,
Bobby?
I'm back. You hear me?
Bobby.
Hello?
Bobby done.
Hello?
Bobby done went to the head doctor.
Mark.
Man, I done heard it all, man. I done heard it
Mark.
All.
Yo.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, Mark.
Everything in drag racing, huh, Antoine?
I'm on here, Sam.
Man,
what
listen,
up?
Listen,
oh,
I
okay.
can't believe
I
what the
I was
fuck I just
here.
Heard.
I just got
everything
back. I just got off the phone.
Hey,
I just got off the phone. Billy Brown.
Yeah.
I know you don't like this sand, but this sand runs perfectly in this situation. We understand why the dragster want to run the bicycle, but why did the bicycle want to run the motherfucking dragster? I'm back on you.
Man, listen, I'm done. I told you that. I said, man, I'm not repeating that shit. Hell no. That's so dumb as hell.
I'm ready to take a shot of Carrossier in the fucking shower booth, man, when I heard that shit.
I mean, that's out of pocket. I mean, that's it. Again, Bobby out of pocket for that, man. I can't co-sign y'all. Y'all, I never agree with you bitches, but I got the greatest on it. As bad as it make me feel.
Oh, so you trying to be team cousin? Because you hear the
no,
shit. They, oh, okay. Hey, you trying to be team
fuck,
cousin?
No, I'm not team shit. Fuck you bitches. Fuck all. Hey,
fuck you too. Oh, man. Man, I'm glad y'all heard it too. That's all.
Hey, Marcus, I got a question, though. My uncle got a small block Mustang on motor. What would you give me a big for?
I get my ass whipping because your mouth was bad. I don't like you.
You think that's fair?
Yes, but I thought you told me that y'all up north cats don't beg. And then when you told me that when y'all go in the strip club, y'all pay for what y'all want. So, motherfucker, get in the goddamn strip club. Act like the strip club. Pay for what you want. You ain't get
okay.
Nothing, though. Yeah.
All right, you gonna come with Bigfoot,
like you said it right. We gonna run your heads up.
Well, right now I don't know what how it's gonna come because you done fucked my whole program up. I might come with a fucking blower in that bitch to say fast on top of. I don't know.
Oh man,
hello, Long Joe. I got a question for you. Did you hear any updates on Pee-wee?
Nah, I didn't hear no more on him.
Well, I did. I heard some updates on him. They took a lot of tubes out of him today, so he's making a little progress, which is good.
All right, all right. Thank God. He
just got one tube.
Oh,
he just got one tube in him now. So, huh?
Hey, Joe, let me make this announcement right fast. If fellas, if you're trying to stay down the lot, better get your hotel. I mean,
yeah. Oh, I'm glad
really.
You said that.
Oh,
hey, Fat Hour, did you get the deal that I got? Did you get the deal?
No, I didn't get a deal. What deal?
Hey, listen, I'm telling y'all now. Go on hotels.com, grab the app. Hotel rooms are going for $80. No lie.
Oh no. Damn.
Tell
T.R.
send the information to the wife. Tell T.R. send the information to the wife.
So how is it for overnight?
Said,
is it?
Marcus,
how y'all doing, partner? You can come in. You can come in. You can come. You can get there on a Friday, and you can leave your trailer and everything at the track, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can leave it in there.
You can leave it there. Yeah.
You can actually stay there if you want.
Yeah. If you got RV or whatever, you can just stay there.
No, I don't got all that. I'm gonna park and leave. But
I'm telling y'all, man, people calling me, asking me for hotel rooms.
What is it? Do you got the fees? Do you know what it's going to cost yet? Do you know what is the price? What is it?
I can tell you that mine was $302 from Thursday to Sunday. That's what mine was.
Yeah, we just going to be in there Friday. It would be there Friday and Saturday, because Saturday and come leave out in the morning on Sunday morning.
That's what I'm doing.
Even much cheaper.
Hey, Mark Jackson, you on here?
What do you want, bitch?
Listen, I got a fair race. I mean a fair race. How about 8-Ball versus Jazzia Mustang? And you drive, and I'm going to drive 8-Ball. Head up. Gas for gas. Small blocks of peace. Stop block, small blocks of peace.
Mm.
How about that?
Now that sounds good.
5-on-15 or better. You want to race, I want to race. Y'all coming anyway. Y'all already got a race locked in.
And you want to beat us, so what's up?
And you want to beat us. You want to beat the best folks.
Jazzy drive his own car. Jazzy drive his own car.
Okay. All right. Well, see. All right, I'm gone.
I don't drive the man car. I'm not going to put myself in a car that I don't drive. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you one back. Whatever the fuck you sit in that day, you got action.
You going to drive against me?
Yeah.
Bet that.
All right. Okay.
I like that.
Now, listen, if I come to the motherfucking top few Draxon, bitch, you better get down.
If you get the fuck in there, if you get your fat ass in there, come the fuck on.
Okay.
Oh,
hey, motherfucker, you know I'm in the gym, goddamn. I'm in a fucking gym, boy.
All you in there is working out on your face, motherfucker. Your whole body, you working out on your face, doing curls with your top lips and dumbbells and lips with your bottom lips.
Hey, that's all right, though. I'm the sexiest chocolate motherfucker you ever see, your big red lip turn-up face bitch.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But y'all gonna stop talking about up here, because I promise
four
you.
Four races locked in. Fat Albert.
Hey, listen. Now, Mama, somebody told me to leave that situation alone, but I'm gonna let that shit go. But I was ready to stand on a motherfucking neck, boy. Let me get the fuck off this phone, goddammit. I don't know why they keep unlocking my goddamn phone. Let me talk like this.
Hold up. How about you get in Bam Bam, and I get off your fucking bumper?
I can't fit in Bam Bam. Bam Bam, Bam, Bam is set up
you
for 120-pound
drive. You said you were in the gym.
Motherfucker, do you think I can get down to 120 pounds? You got to be out your rabbit ass mind.
Don't eat from now to Mark. Drink water. You won't die. Oh, fuck it. Keep it dry. Keep the owner in there. Keep him in there. I'll still get off your fucking bumper.
So you said that Bam, you'll clear Bam Bam?
Yep.
That's what he's.
All right, let me see if I can get an owner on the phone.
Now you got to talk to the owner.
Hey, listen, everybody got their own cars around here, motherfucker.
Well, bring your shit, and I'll get off your shit, too.
My shit ain't got no oil pressure.
You're lying. I get clean off fucking your Nova bumper.
Calling on Bam Bam.
Oh shit.
Hey Joe, so what all the races we know about, where we at now, Joe? How many on this?
Now hold up, man.
I don't know what to say because I got caught saying that is wrong, so I don't want to say yet.
Oh, okay.
If I had to tell you right now, it'd be 38.
Uh-huh. 38. Okay.
It'll be 38
okay.
Because today, how many did you lock in today? Antoine, how many of y'all locked in today?
I ain't locked none in today. Oh, what us? Five locked in one. That was 8 Ball Rush Instigator.
Yeah, the other day.
Hold on. We might got another lock-in right now because I just heard the owner of Bam Bam on here.
Hold on. Fuck all that lock-in shit. Who the fuck calling on Bam Bam?
I did.
Who the fuck is I did? I don't know who the fuck I did is.
Y'all stop. That's Mark Jack. That's light-skinned.
Good raffling motherfucker him. Goddamn, what the fuck you want?
He said you got the head
I want to bust your ass.
With what?
I got a Mustang just like you. Small block. Mustang.
And what's the race?
Heads up.
You got the head up clear.
Now you backpedaling.
I said DeMarcus.
Well, I don't give a fuck who in the goddamn car. Marcus is out of bitch.
Okay, he said he couldn't fit. So sit your ass in there. Let's get it on. Heads up.
He can't fit it. The car is built around for me. So what the fuck? You going to give me the head up clear or you going to give Marcus the head up clear? Or you going to give the car the head up clear? Put some sense on it.
I'm going to give Marcus the head up clear.
Marcus. You want to fuck him up? Where Marcus go?
He doing lit push-up.
Marcus, where you at?
The Sheik is calling.
All right, well, fuck it. You got the head up clear. You draw your own shit.
Oh, shit.
He'll take it.
Daddy. Oh, he said he'll take it. All right, Mark, throw some numbers out. What you want to run for?
500 or 3,000 or better. I get off your bumper.
Now you want to buy a race.
I'm not buying it, sir. I'm just trying to make my work for going out there to get off your bumper. You're doing
it. Oh, my God.
Oh, Gary, what you want to run for, Gary? Gary, throw your numbers out there, man. We can come to a middle somewhere.
Man, you know, we 500,000 or better.
No, thank you.
All right, can we do five on 1,500, Mark?
Right, Albert?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I'll tell you what. He don't want to run for them numbers. Fuck him. Go your way. We go our way. And the words on the back window of ODB, kiss my dry ass,
my
and I'm gone.
Dry ass.
Bye.
Okay, Antoine.
Kiss my dry ass.
This is what I will do. I'll meet y'all in the middle. I'll meet y'all at 2,000. But you and Marcus gotta bet me $500 on the side.
Hey, what did he just tell you, dude? Kiss my dry ass.
Fuck him. I'm gonna be there already. I run him for the 1,500. But he got locked the whole pot in when we get there.
Hey, Lord, hold on. I'm back. See, we right back at the same shit where we've been at since we cracked the
wheel.
You always trying to regulate the race with the money when you already gonna be there, dog. I don't understand
Let me say how this works. If I go out there and I run,
who cares? Don't nobody want to hear that shit. If you run us for 1,500, fuck us up. Ain't nobody going to run you. Bullshit. It's 2,000 fucking no-time cars out there. A bitch will get to your fucking ass. So don't even try that.
Can I ask you a question? How many people are in the badmouth bitch circle? I mean, I see y'all on Love and Hip Hop on VH1, but how many people are in the badmouth bitch?
One person.
Mark. You just gave away $2,000, maybe more, of bikes, right? You just gave away. You just spent $2,000 on bikes.
Listen, what they got to do with the price of tea and challenge, dog? We keep telling you, we run our program the way we want to run it. We're not going to allow no off-brand motherfucker like you come in and think you're going to regulate us. That's not going to happen. Plain and simple. If you don't want to run for what we run for or try to make the shit happen, then get the fuck off my run.
Can I ask you a question? Now, I guarantee you, if Killer was on here and you said 500 on whatever, that's what you said. Why you buying?
Because one thing about it, I heard Killer don't run for a whole lot of money. I heard he will, but I heard he don't run for a whole lot of money.
You don't know who Killer is. Killer will run
you. Hold up. You're right. I don't know who he is because I got 10 motherfuckers that look like him talking for him. And I'm trying to dictate who the fuck is him. You look like him. Raz look like him. John Doe look like him.
Bitch, I don't look no Puerto Rican.
You do. You look like a goddamn Jimbo. You goddamn Jimbo.
Hey, look, Mark said he'll go to 1,500. Do y'all want to run the man for the
1,500? Shout out. Yo. We ain't locking no whole pot in. We ain't did that shit, and we ain't going to start doing it. Because any goddamn thing can happen. Bam Bam run how Bam Bam want. The driver just told y'all what it was. If he don't want to do it, we move on.
Okay,
so how much the pot was at? How much y'all put up?
We're gonna put up $200.
Come on, Big Poppy. You want us? Go get
it. Hey, you know y'all talk shit, but my raffles cost more than $200.
Hey, guess what? I ain't got nothing to do with that raffle.
Thinking, bitch.
But listen, I'm gonna let somebody else get the line. I mean, I done what I wanted to do.
Lock in. Lock in 300 on 1500. After my races.
Nah, we ain't doing. Listen. Now it's after my races.
I run y'all 1500 on Friday. Fuck y'all.
Now it's after on Friday.
Fuck y'all. 1500 on Friday.
We're not gonna be there on Friday night.
I run y'all Friday night 1500.
We're not going.
What?
Antoine, what don't he comprehend?
I'm the only one that's going to be there Friday night.
I mean, what's wrong with this guy? Do he have glasses in his ears to stop a motherfucker from singing to him?
Saturday. Lock in 3 on 15. I run y'all. Head the fuck up.
Off the trail.
No. Come on, bro. I can't run you off the trail.
Why can't you?
You ain't got no horsepower like us.
You ain't got no horsepower like us. Why can't you run us off the trail?
I got to race Buck first.
Buck will let us go first.
Buck. You run us first.
Buck will let us go first.
Bro,
we'll call Buck right now and put him on the phone. I'll call Buck right now and put him on the phone.
Hey, CD, now there you go dictating the race. I already have said, I done came down to y'all top. I done racing y'all race.
Well, the thing about it is that, sir, we run the show around here, so you're going to always
run shit, motherfucker. You're going to run shit, but you're lit. I'm going to run y'all heads.
You're
always
going to do regardless of what I'm telling you.
I'm going to take your money so I can take y'all money and talk shit to y'all on your own page. Now, get to that 15.
Well, guess what? We're going to have a chance to stand back a lot. Just move up to the side and get your ass down off the fucking ramp. Fuck it.
Mm-mm. I'm gone. Hey,
Fat Albert, y'all have a good night, man. I'm gone.
Fat Albert, goddamn, but I did everything you said. I gave them they race. But I'm not going off the trail. Goddamn.
Hold on 1 second. I'm opening up this last mic before I close everything up. Hold on 1 second. 443-3451. Your mic is open. 443-3451. Your mic is open.
He's asleep. Antoine, come on, y'all. Get to this 1500.
Wasting your time.
Man, listen, 1500 ain't no problem. The man said what he said. And you know you want a sweet, so and we sweet. Like, as you said, 1500 ain't no issue. So either
right,
you want to push this race back, you want to push it up to off the trailer, or you don't.
Oh, but if the man already got a race off the truck, then why is y'all pushing for that? I got to say something now.
You stay out of shit. We said what we said. That's what it is.
I got to call the bully. I got to ring the bell, Marcus.
I'll ring it for you. Ding, ling, 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 ring, 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 and bling, bling, motherfucker.
He done came down to everything y'all wanted, and I gotta say he done came down to y'all money. He gonna give you your spot, you know. So
he ain't gave us a goddamn thing until we got getting the beans, man. This man just wants to try to get at us any way he think he can get, but he not doing what we want him to do.
Antoine?
Yo. Hold up, Joe. Marcus. Hey, Marcus.
Who am I speaking to?
Man, motherfucker. What's your motherfucking poker on the race with Buck?
What is your poker for Buck? What is your poker price?
500.
I'll pay the punk out the buck, and we'll get you off the fucking trailer. What the fuck you want to do?
Let's get it.
Why would I do
that?
Let me make this make sense.
Okay, I'm going to pay out.
They sent your ass up.
I'm going to pay out. For $5,000, and I'm gonna turn around and let you pay that off to run you for
$5,000. Hold up.
Listen, I just hit Buck right now. Buck said we can move the race. Let's go.
Okay. You can say that. You can say that. But I got Buck. My race is locked in 5-on-5 with Buck. Why would I pay off?
Don't matter.
It don't matter.
You can go out there, spin on the trailer against Buck and lose your $5,000.
I'd rather fucking lose than pay him off. They say I paid him off and go out there and win.
Hey, man, we said we're going to pay him off. We said we're going to pay him off.
But who's Cali that go against? Who's Cali that go against? Yours or mine?
It goes against us. Now, Cali your ass off.
No, thank you, sir.
Okay. Well, see, Fat Albert. See what I'm saying to Fat Albert? That's how you make shit happen.
Hey, but Fat Albert, he got, what, 3 or 4 races for Galat? You know what I mean? So why not we pay one off and get busy? It ain't gonna matter. Buck is going
to –
even if we pay the punk out, it doesn't matter if we pay the punk out or not. Buck is going to race you, period. That's nothing.
No, that's not. Fat Albert.
Listen to what's going on, because I'm listening. They say they run their program their way, so why the fuck should Mark do what they say do? Come on.
And who the hell is this slow-talking motherfucker?
Why should they do that? Tell me why should they do that. Motherfucker, Mark ain't doing that dumb shit. Y'all run your program. Nobody can't tell y'all how to run.
What you want to do, 50 grand? I don't want to do nothing.
Listen, I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show, but you ain't going to do what you want to do like you want to do.
We ain't going to do what we want to do, because that's what the fuck we do. We do what the fuck we want to do and how we want to do it and who we want to do it. Now, you can't lock in and you can't get the hell and shut the fuck up.
Well, guess what? I'm going to shut the hell up.
Hey, Marcus, watch this. At 50 grand, ain't you bringing an all-motor car to Galat?
You want to get wet? Let's do it.
We got a nice S10.
What's up? You got a what kind of car?
A nice S10.
All-motor?
I guess that's what it is. It's a motor in there.
No, you just said it's all motor. Then I might can accommodate you with something.
I mean, I can accommodate you with something.
A small block, 28, all glass, all steel.
What you running Long Island Joe with?
That ain't got nothing to do with you.
I'll take the winner and the loser. So let's go. So now what?
No, you won't.
We already locked in with Joe.
Oh, so there you go. You got your hands full right there. You got your hands full. I can do that. Lock in. No. You already locked in.
You got to ring that bell and ring the Santa Claus bell this
time. Hey, Pat, let me tell if you want to. If it make you feel good, I'm going to do like this. And I'm going to ring it for you.
Hey, Antoine, I got a man told me to ask you. You were supposed to get back in touch with us, and you never did. Now, he told the man, he said, Dino got the back tire in your room. Saturday. Both of them 44s. What happened?
They don't say he probably ain't going to be there.
Oh, okay. I see.
Who giving Dino the back tie?
He's giving him a dinosaur. Superman. They just said he was giving the back tie with Superman.
Superman put it out there.
That offer expires tonight, so if y'all don't take that offer, don't come to me later thinking y'all going to get it.
Hey, Mark, listen, we don't give a damn. We never run you. Fuck you.
Damn.
I thought that race was going to happen before Dino now. Both 44, and he's going to get in the back tire?
The driver of Dino said that he doubt that he's going to make it. That's what he posted right on Facebook for the world to see.
He ain't the only one that drive that car.
Yeah, he is. Brandon Jordy, he posted on Facebook, said that he doubt they're going to make it.
But don't think that race did not happen sometime this year. When we locked that bet in, you was on the show, right, with Copperhead, right?
Right, right.
Remember our bet?
Yeah, I bet $1,000 with Copperhead. I'm taking, I bet you $1,000. I'm taking Copperhead.
Okay, do you know what happened?
What happened?
You owe me $1,000.
For what? Y'all ain't raised yet. Aren't you locked in with him at the lot?
Yeah.
All right, that's what we bet on, that race right there. We talking about, I owe you $1,000.
Yeah, I'm not saying you owe me, you're going to, but I'm just saying, you know, you don't forget the bet.
Oh, no, I know it's $1,000. I ain't forgot that.
Did we bet the way the DP go, or was it the way the race went?
No, just if the race go. We ain't bet on the way, no DP doing all that bullshit. I'm new to this. You can't get Albert on that bullshit.
Okay. You want to bet the way the DP go?
If the race happens, we go on to win like. If you turn to win like, you get your $1,000. If Copperhead's
Can I bet you?
If it don't happen, nobody get paid. I'm true to this, not new to this.
Can I bet you the way? Can I bet you on Weeby or Buck?
No, I ain't got nothing to do with them. I bet it my $1,000 on. I tell you what. Give Bam Bam the 1-1, and we'll go 2,000.
Wow, Fat Albert, you really sound tough.
I think I'm gonna do the bullshit you doing.
I'm not doing the acid. I shouldn't be spotting that man. Tell me what? Okay, you're fair, man. You ringing bells and calling state to state. Why?
Hold on. I got one question. Right. I see everybody else posting their cars versus the other opponent. How come I ain't seen no post of Mark Jackson's car versus all these races that he got like this for God? That's what I want to know. Long Island Joe, Fat Albert, what the fuck's going on?
Let me tell you why.
I want to talk to them. I want to talk to Joe and Fat Albert.
Well, I don't post the pictures of Howard. Joe, you want to answer that one, Joe.
Okay,
all right. I'm going to leave that alone, all right? I'm gone.
This is the difference. What do you want to see? What do you want to take it for a test ride? You want to see the color? You want to see if it's cute? You want to see the wheels?
Listen, Mark. Listen to me. Shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up and listen sometimes. This is what I want to see. I want to see that you legit with the shit. You know what I mean? You not on no game type shit. That's what I want to see, to be honest. Post to put the motherfucker out there. If you run the motherfucker, they already locked in.
Anybody
right now. I got. I bought Sammy's car. I bought Sammy's car. What's the fucking seat? You want to see
it? I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. Is what I'm asking. Is what I'm saying. I haven't seen this shit posted.
You know, it's on my page.
You didn't post it on the OG Middle First and South page versus all these other cars you got locked in with.
What do you want to see? What do you want? That's what I got.
Show the people. Show the people. Post it on the fucking page. Show the fans.
How many people have seen it? How many more times you want to see it?
I mean, listen, your man was crying about him not being on the ballot. God damn it, I want to see your car on the ballot, motherfucker.
I don't have an updated picture.
Okay, all right, okay, all right, cool, all right. I'm back on me.
You weak bitches. Sammy, you there? Could you send Marcus Wanda? Could you please send Marcus Wanda a picture of the car?
Man, listen, you ain't got to listen to me. You don't have to send it to me. I'll say post it on the pages so the fans and everybody can see what you got locked in and with the car. I mean, come on, man. We ain't got to go through all that extra shit that you try to go through. Keep it a band. Keep this shit 100.
And
you keep shit there in the middle. Listen to me. Listen to me. When you keep shit, when you keep shit there in the middle, shit goes so smooth. That's what I'm saying.
It is smooth. I'm telling you what I'm coming with. What I got. So what the fuck is
going on? Well, can you post it on the page? Can you post it on the pages with all the cars you're running with versus? That's all I ask.
I'm not an admin on them pages. I don't have access.
All right. Okay. All right. We ain't getting nowhere. You right.
But I still come in less than what y'all got. I'm still coming less, and you still complaining.
Hey, big dog, I'm not complaining at all. I just asked, could you post it on the page so everybody can verify that car is going to be is locked in with all these cars that you got locked in for North versus South, and people can see the car come to the track. That's all I ask.
And you know why? You know exactly what happened? As soon as motherfuckers leak what the fuck the car was, motherfuckers start crying and saying they can't.
Why? Leave. Why would they do that when you say you coming with less?
It is still less. I'm still coming.
You're not answering my question. I said, why would they do that when you say that you coming with less?
I don't know why. I can't answer why they did it. I don't know
So what was the point of you saying that?
Because they fucking scared me. I don't know.
Man, I'm
run big foot, head the fuck up, but you won't go. Is that still not less than what you got? It's still less than what you got. I'm still
I mean, it's more than, hold up. It's actually more than what I got. I mean, we ain't going to get into parts. I'm not going to get into parts, calling and all that shit that you did on me, which was fucked up. But guess what? That's what you do. That's what you do. I ain't mad at you.
I said, I don't care what suspension you coming with on yet. That Rover.
Nah, you told OG Bobby that the car is a chassis car and all this dumbass shit. That's what you said. But, it is what it is. That's what you think. That's what you believe. That means just show me that you're very illiterate. But
I don't know what it is. I was just talking shit. All
right. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo.
Y'all looking for show and tell. Y'all looking for motherfucking show and tell.
Hey, Fat, Fat Albert, you got Chris's hat on, or you got a Miss Claus hat on tonight?
hold on. You said show and you said Marcus forget you, man. You said show and tell. The guys want to see the cars that they're racing.
What the fuck is this?
If I'm telling you
I'm coming stock and pitch in 28, cash and pick one carburetor on one system. What the fuck is there to see? You see what Mustangs? You seen them all. I'm coming feeling glad, just like this.
The people that's already locked in with you, hey, that's on them. But if somebody asked, they would let me see the car. Motherfuckers ain't running ghost cars, man.
Okay.
Ain't nobody
running.
I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't care what you tell somebody.
Well,
but people not
me,
doing
you
it, so
me,
you cannot
you told
get
me
upset.
2 weeks ago on this exact show, since you fucking missed the ringing the bell, that I had everything in drag racing. You lost the fuck in.
Nope. Because, one, I just told you I'm true to this. I know what the fuck you got.
You don't know what I got.
All right. Here now, if you really want me to tell it, I'll tell it.
Now, I bet you don't. Is the stock suspension Mustang 28 cast to take one carburetor?
I'm just trying to explain to you, people are not running ghost cars. You can't get mad about that.
What is it? Okay. Joe Gray.
Yep.
You have a picture of
my
car. You correct?
Yeah, I got a picture of it.
Okay. I'll come with that car that you know. I'm just not showing my hand. Every time I show my hand, that's what fucks me up. So I'm not doing no show and tell. I'm going to show up and bust their ass.
Hey, listen. But look, I not to switch subject, right? But I seen somebody with a pickup truck said called Top Notch, and they was looking for that. They was looking for that car on DMV Grudge. You might want to get a hold of them, and he bet that bag too. So I mean, that should be plenty of money race.
So you, talk about Sharam, Divide, whatever the fuck it is that called me earlier and said, "Oh, I knew you got this."
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
and
he said he was looking for that car.
Do you know why he tagged me instead of tagging Sammy?
Listen, I don't get involved into all the politics, racing. I'm not a politician. I'm not a preacher. I'm just giving you the report that I've seen.
Okay.
Hey, Mark.
It's already been addressed.
Hey, Mark. Mark, hold on. The race between you and Jason, I'm calling that off. That bet's off. Oh, I give you a steak, yeah, because we can both sit down and eat. But I'm talking about that $1,000. I'm gonna call that bet off.
No. Red, no.
What you mean, no? I can call a race off if it ain't happened yet.
You got it. Me and the Pro Stock Joe is the DP man, and he got our bet locked in. So what I'm doing on there is still with <a race. laughs>
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm blocking your number. I'm deleting you off Facebook. I will not answer your phone to Mark 27.
Richard, who sacked him? Richard, I'm going to
answer
you.
Hey, Greg.
Okay, Richard, raise your voice up and we're going to fight. Because I'm talking to you, man. Because you keep hollering at me, motherfucker. And I'm talking to you.
Perfect. Turn your phone.
I'm
going
to
tell
you something. I'm talking to you. I asked you a simple question.
What the hell is that?
Who sacked and cleared the base?
If I'm telling you how I'm coming, right, they should have no worry about what the fuck the race is, right?
Mark, ain't nobody going off that shit. So you can tell that shit to a motherfucking homeless man. He ain't going to believe it.
Because Mark, I'm going to go with Marcus. Half people don't even know what stock suspension is. They won't even know what to look for stock suspension.
Okay. So listen, can I ask you a question?
That's why they saying. Well, go ahead.
Marcus, how does Bam Bam sit?
Bam Bam sit like Bam Bam, as far as I know.
Oh, now you want to be a smartass.
I could have told you that was coming. I could have told you that was coming as soon as you called out Mark. I knew it was coming. Well, I thought he was going to say sit on four wheels. That's what I thought he was going to say. But I knew something smart was coming. I knew it was.
I mean, Todd Albert. See, that's the thing. Yeah. These dudes up north, man, they ask too many questions. The man said, don't ask no questions. God damn it. I said, fuck that shit. Don't ask no questions.
I mean, you see the card and you think you can beat the bitch? That's what you do. That's what we do. We don't try to step a bitch to this and that and that and third. Fuck it. E.T. is E.T. We run E.T. Fuck out, look. It came out too. God damn it.
Yeah, for real. Because when I heard about one carburetor, 18-degree heads, I mean, I'm like, God damn, what type of
wait,
shit?
Wait, who the fuck going to have a measuring tape and an incline and decline goddamn cylinder gauge on his ass? Come on, man.
Okay, so you do have a big block, and you do have a big block, and bent and Bigfoot, right?
I mean, it's a medium block, from what I heard. I heard it was a medium block. Then I heard it was a third block. I mean, I didn't know what kind of block he got into. Oh, I know, I just drive the motherfucker, and I drive that bitch good too. What?
So if I come with a big block. On gas, so
you rake
that
back, hold. See, Mark, see, this is never going to work between us. Because you rake back sand, if I do this, if I do that. I ain't never know the motherfucker has 52 cars besides Barrett Jackson. And, bitch, you don't look like you auction no cars off.
God damn.
So stop the shit. Stop it. Just stop it. It's not going to work with me. That's what I'm telling you. It's not going to work with me. That shit you keep trying to do, it's not going to work with me.
Well, how about you take your time? Since you up there laughing, kiki-kiing with the cousin and all that shit, bring your car and run me head the fuck up.
Who are you talking about? Fat Eye, we talking about you.
No, I'm talking about you, bitch.
Listen, my car not ready, dog. I keep telling you that.
When it is ready.
When it get ready, you'll know. That's when.
But then you're going to want to run $1,500, right? All that mouth you got.
Man, Listen to me. I can run for whatever I'll stand to lose. Just because I ain't gonna let you think you gonna dictate on what I run for, don't mean I won't, and don't mean I don't. God damn, we ran Joe Gray. Joe Gray, can I put the numbers out there? I mean, it ain't no secret. God damn, we ran Joe Gray for a whole lot of money both times. And had a good time. So don't tell me what the fuck we run for, because you don't know.
I don't want to.
We just tell you.
I
what
wanna
we
have a good
we
time.
Tell you.
I
we tell you what we want to tell you. We tell you what we want to tell you.
Fuck with Joe Ramp. I want to split your head to the white meat.
Well, when you. Never mind. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna leave it alone, Fat Albert.
You know I know who I got to get to lock you in.
Who?
Zeus.
Zeus? Oh,
man,
shit. We kill Zeus with our slowest shit. What the fuck you talking about? I thought you were going to say John Force or some motherfucking body. That's how bad I am. God damn, you said Zeus. Who is that? Where he live?
How much y'all ran Zeus for?
Five.
Doesn't matter.
See how this shit go? You fucking pick and choose the Easter basket, motherfucker.
Hey, guess what? We got it, though. We got it. And Zeus, we got it, motherfucker. We got it. Matter of fact, we bust Zeus back to back. We bust him back to back. Zeus know ain't nothing short of vote no money over here. We just choose to run our program how we want to run our program.
Yeah, get your Section 8 ass out of here.
Listen to me. You know cheeseburger? Do you know cheeseburger? You know
no,
Kevin?
I don't eat cheeseburger. I don't eat cheeseburger. I eat chicken.
Nah.
He know who he is. He know who he is. I seen
you
him
know,
coming
you
on
know
the
Killer. The four-door whore. That race started off at what? $1,000 lock-in? And the $5 and that motherfucker got up there.
$5.
Yeah, and the motherfucker got way up there. So that's what we're telling you. Just because, motherfucker, you want to try to lock something, the bitch will go up there. But we ain't going to let you goddamn take it up there. On our own dime, we make that shit go the way we want it to go. You real bitch.
Y'all beat me out of that money. Y'all beat me out of that money, and y'all bitches going to hold on to it forever.
Now, I'm going to shoot you dice. I'm going to shoot some dice with your damn Goliath. Now, I'll do that.
You never lie you done fucking told.
All right.
Bitch, I'll meet you the fucking this weekend. I'll bust your ass on Christmas. I will whoop your ass any chance I get.
Hey, Galat, you'll have your chance. You'll have your motherfucking chance, boy.
Hey, listen, I got another bet for you. You drive a crazy horse, you gonna drive a crazy horse, right?
It's not, I don't know what crazy horse means.
Not the old man. You gonna drive a crazy horse, correct?
I don't know what crazy horse is.
Here we go. We play staging games now, I guess.
I don't own a car named Crazy Horse. The only car I'm gonna drive is Showtime and another Mustang.
Hey, Mark Jackson, see that shit you trying to do? That shit been played out a long time ago, man. That's why we say you washed up.
No, that's what we say you washed up. Motherfuckers, is you new age motherfuckers with big ass mouths? And y'all think y'all doing something. But with a motherfucker like me come and call
man,
y'all on y'all bullshit, y'all
hey, we ain't doing nothing but doing our motherfucking thing and the way we want to do our motherfucking thing and let that motherfucking hang. That's the only thing we doing. We do what we do. Y'all motherfuckers can do what y'all want to do. Don't get mad at how we do our shit. We don't give a fuck about how y'all do y'all shit. Fuck you.
Between you, see, the only one that got sense, I say again, is Gary. You, Antoine, and that other motherfucker, Ray, Roy, and that little young motherfucker look like a little track star, I'm going to beat the blood out of every last one of you motherfuckers.
Hey, but listen, you forgot my cousin, bro. Hey, you forgot my cousin, LeRon. You forgot my cousin, LeRon.
Hey, Morgan.
Wait a minute.
Come on with it, cousin. What you throw my name in there for? Morgan,
I don't know, fat. I'm mad with you, fat.
I got all of us, but I don't.
Yeah, he really don't know. He really don't know, cousin.
He don't know.
The white boy.
Let's get this goddamn race lock.
Oh my god! I already tried that already, bro.
You gotta let me pay this $500 poke out the buck, and you gonna get wet with Bam Bam. What you wanna do? Let's get it, baby. Hey, I'm dealing with this motherfucking
dick.
No.
See, Fat Albert, yeah, I thought you said Mark Jackson was the baddest light skinned motherfucker out there. But I can't tell.
I didn't say no shit like that.
I can't tell. Fat Albert, I thought you said he was the baddest light skinned motherfucker out there. Hey, hold on, listen. His name used to be Young Stay. His new name is Old Stay. Doodle Stay. Your Doodle Stay here, bitch.
So you think I'm gonna give up $5,000 to run
so
you for $1,500?
You ain't gonna get the $5,000 from the first place, motherfucker.
Now if he pay off and I don't get the $5,000, then I'll entertain somebody else. King Nate might take his place. I bet you I'm married to you bitches when I get to the track. Any race I do, I'm going to be banging on y'all motherfucking trailer, knocking on your doors. I'm going to be so fucking annoying to y'all bitches that I'm going to bet every fucking thing I can possibly stand.
Man, you know what you talk a bunch of bull hockey. Goddamn, do you want to race or not? Man, if you don't bring your ass to the goddamn house.
Albert.
Yo. What did you say, Mark? You kind of low. I can't hardly hear you.
Okay. How much money did Buck lock in for?
So, what, $500, right? They say they're going to pay that.
What's the total pot, Joe?
Roy,
I mean, Fat Albert.
Roy,
Fuck the 5,000. The Pogo 500, and I said me, the driver of Bam Bam, so, Gary motherfucking what? Collins, will pay the fucking Pogo $500.
Now,
the fuck
how much sense does that make to lose, to give up the chance to win 5,000 to only get 1,500?
Okay,
the man is said he will move the race for you anyway.
Hold up. I tell you what. Well, go there and blow the goddamn tires off and get buck for that 5,000 so I can get paid then. That's all you got to do, ugly motherfucker.
Bet with him.
We are.
I will.
How much?
I don't give a fuck about a young Mustang, whatever the fuck it is.
Okay.
How about you?
How much,
washed up.
How much?
You washed
Ooh.
Up. Bet 500.
How much?
Bet 500, man.
Bet 500. Bet can't come down. Bet go to the deposit go.
Do what?
Negative. You're trying to have slick shit.
Stop that city.
Okay, bet. Bet 500 on the race. Bet 500 on the race.
We bet on the goddamn race to win like.
All right. Bet 500 on the race. Shout out. You got
that?
What's the race? I don't know what I'm talking about. Bet. Bet 500 on the race.
Yeah. What's the race?
Heads up.
Give me
well, bet 500 on the race.
Okay, bet. Marcus?
If your ugly ass go red, pay me my goddamn money.
Absolutely. Marcus, how much you want? Antoine, how much you want?
Fat Albert, what time is it, Fat Albert?
Hey, the man asked you how much you want. I'm like, don't put me in it, the man asked you. The man talking to you. He's talking to you.
I don't like that race in no way, shape, or form. Fuck both of them.
Okay. Marcus, how much you want?
I ain't gonna bet on no damn fucking race, goddamn it. He could be going over there with me cooking some fucking goddamn turkey legs and shit like
fuck
that.
You
fuck,
and your pork, fuck you and your pork fried chicken rice having ass.
I said turkey leg.
Fuck you and your turkey leg, turkey chop, that nasty slob of shit. How much, Marcus? How much, Marcus?
Well, at least you got 500 from Garrett. I don't think you can get anything else.
Antoine, I'll lay it to you.
Ooh. Man, I'm not betting you shit. Yeah, you're 300, my 100. There you go. Then bye.
Bet.
Oh, he said it's
locked. Fat Albert, write that shit down, Fat Albert. His 300 to my 100.
300 to your 100. God, he just want to whip y'all so bad, he don't even give a fuck.
Antoine, what a mess.
He gave you eyes.
Oh,
ugly motherfucker.
Hold on.
Mark,
wait, man, let me hear. God damn. Let me hear.
How much
you said
for, Marcus?
What's the race? What car? What buck racing you with? What car? His Mustang versus my Mustang, heads up, gas to gas. I don't like nothing on that.
Hey, I be boo-boo the fool to let that one go. He gave me 3-1 odds. I had to take that.
Marcus. Well, see, Antoine, we're going to have to talk something a little later on. But, yeah. Marcus, you got the odds, too.
Ooh.
What's that? 2-1. No, 3-1. No, you got 2-1, but I'm gonna get off the bunkers with my 2-1 for you. Nah, you gave him 3-1. Give me 3-1, big dog. You got it too. You give me 3-1, and you driving. Yep. Oh man, I'm gonna have to think about that.
Hey, ho! And the track star said he won 3-1 odds too. You ugly motherfucker.
Who said that?
The little nappy head track star motherfucker, man.
He got it, too.
He said you got it, too. He said thank you, light-skinned motherfucker, you.
Okay. Yeah. Hey. All I'm saying is, hey, Fat Albert, bet can't come down. All four of them motherfuckers. Bet can't come
down. What did I tell you from the get-go? 500 since you scared to let me pay the poker.
All right, so hold on, guys. So you, Guy and Young Spain, y'all got a heads up 500 apiece locked in. Anton, you got 100 to Spain 300. Marcus got 100. Marcus ain't never said nothing yet.
No,
and,
I ain't got nothing.
And, yeah, Marcus ain't got nothing, but it was somebody else. Who was the fourth?
No, Marcus just said he wants the odds, too, and I said he got it.
But he said he got to think about it. He said he going to think about it.
No, I said I got to think about that.
Well, Trackstar said he wants the same odds Antoine got.
Who is Trackstar?
Look, that be his motherfucker, man. Goddamn. The lineup man with a little short.
I know he's talking
lineup
about
man.
The little young, fast little motherfucker.
The little young dude. Okay, so
yeah.
Hold up.
We want, what's the man name? We want goddamn Jazzy on foot on Edgar Lott again, too.
Man, anybody talk about no fucking foot racing right now. Anybody get the fuck out of here.
You scared?
No, that motherfucker done got slow and fat. Nobody fucking with his little slow ass right now. I'm not.
What your bony ass want to do on foot?
Man, listen, I'm handicapped. I can't do shit.
I'm handicapped too.
Well, let me tell you like this. Let me give you 10 hot ones like I took, and let me see, then I'll race you head the fuck up.
I mean, goddamn. Hopping your ass off. But Trackstar said you got the brake for your much.
I wouldn't give a fuck. I'm using my car. He got it all fucking day long. Come the fuck on.
Call your ass.
Man, all that track racing shit. Do we got it, Fat Albert? That's a bet. And listen, I said bet can't come down.
Antoine, you agreeing to bet not coming down?
Shit, they got the race. They got the race.
Yes.
Ho. Now, goddamn, if he pay you poker, you don't get paid. I don't give a fuck.
No. They have to race, period. I don't give a fuck what he talking about. They have to race.
fuck
what he talking about. They got the race, period.
That's why he's saying that, but he's saying you can't call it off. That's what he's saying.
Man, listen, Fred, it ain't called off of mine. 3-1 odds. Tell him make it 4-1 odds, goddamn it.
I tell you what,
let's do 600 to my 200. There you go.
Antoine, his name is Osei. He's not yo no more. It's Osei. What'd you say your bet was?
Hold on. Let me stop you right there.
He said yo 6 to his 2.
Yeah, yo 600 to my 200. We can do that. That's not... Is that cool? That's
easy money. Bet.
Hit it.
Money. Yo, bet. Osei. Bet.
Write it in fast. Now, hold on. Now, what's the race? Is it off the trailer or is it not off the trailer? Because I could have sworn a while ago you said you're not running off the trailer to nobody. So what's the race?
The race that I got locked in, this is what you're betting on. I'm giving you 50 or 200. I'm giving him 500
I don't give a fuck.
No,
I don't give a fuck about
listen,
what is the race between you and
you,
Buck?
The race is heads up, my car versus Buck, heads up, his green Mustang versus my Mustang, heads the fuck up, gas to gas, mm-hmm. Pro Tree, red light, you lose. 1/8 match.
What time?
2:30.
So it's at 2:30. Is it off the trailer or no? That's what I'm asking you. Hello?
However, the race is locked in.
Hey, Fat Albert, how's the race out? Is it off the trailer or not? Because I'm about to call somebody.
I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing to do with that race. That ain't on me.
Who's the DB man for that race?
Joe must got that. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I think I might up the bet on this.
Hold up. I smell some shit going on in the game.
Hey, Marcus, so you caught what I'm saying. Yes, sir. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, Young Sting, let me get a little bit closer to that date. We will up some more of this bet, okay? Let it get a little bit closer.
Yes,
we will up some more of this bet. Okay.
Okay, but what you got right now is 6-2.
6-2. Hey, fuck around with me, goddamn. I'm going to have you 10-2. Watch how I get ready to do your ass.
But Antoine, he
keep
said you
right
can't
on.
Take the bet down, though. Antoine.
Hey, listen, okay. That money ain't coming. It ain't going down. It's going up. Watch this.
That's what
Rackstar want to do.